Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, on this very planet we call Earth. I must welcome you once again to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day. Today's date is the 24th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing here in London at 6 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. I must welcome each and every one of you by saying, as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because Radio Biafra is unique. Radio Biafra is exceptional. We are listened to right across the face of this very planet Earth, irrespective of the continent you're in, the country, the town, the city, the village, the hamlet, the clan. It is irrelevant. As long as you are tuned in to CHK 97.6, as long as you are listening via any of the satellite platforms that broadcast Radio Biafra, by which I mean if you have a decoder, MyTV, Strong Decoder, even if you have any other free-to-air decoder, you should be able to get Radio Biafra. We are on 17 degrees east. Once you point your dish towards 17 degrees east, you scan for Radio Biafra. We are there. If you want to get the frequency to retune or to rescan, then you will contact our inquiry line in Biafraland. But having said that, there are those of you who are listening online. We welcome each and every one of you. That enables Radio Biafra to spread this very gospel right across the face of this very planet. We are on www.radiobiafra.co. Radio Biafra can also be received via www.ipob.org. We are also on www.tunein.com. Search for Radio Biafra. We are on radioforest.net. Radio Biafra can also be found on Indigenous People of Biafra. All one word, Indigenous People of Biafra.org. We are also on RBLworld.tv. RBLworld.tv. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. If you are still lost, please go to Google and type in Radio Biafra, or you can just ask, how can I listen to Radio Biafra? They will take you to any of our portals where you will be able to join us live and direct this very evening from here. It could be your morning, it could be afternoon, it could be evening or nighttime where you are. It doesn't really matter. People are listening right across the face of this very planet, and once again, I must welcome you. And as in keeping with our edict here on Radio Biafra, before we proceed any further, we must, as always, call down the presence of Chukwu Abiama from heaven, his abiding grace, his love, the way he always takes care of us, the way he has protected Biafra all through these years of turbulence, all through these years of relentless killings, all through these years of irrelevance, of marginalization, of hopelessness, all these very years that people have been rendered both economically and politically destitute. He has always stood with us. And now the time has come for him to fulfill his pledge and his promise to us. That is why we are here. That is the singular mission we have come to fulfill in that very process. Therefore, every time we pray, every time we offer any manner of adoration, any time we exalt, any time we magnify, any time we praise, any time we offer, no matter what it is, as long as it is absolute and unremitting submission, we do so to the will, the honor and glory of Chukwu Abiama in heaven and no other. That is why we are here. And that is why we are going to succeed. Some people, I have explained myself time and time again, but some people don't tend to grasp it. I will attempt once again this evening to provide another explanation if the ones they have been receiving is not good enough. I have said it before, And I will say it again. Biafra restoration is not like any other. I get people saying, oh, take religion away. It's not. We are not talking about religion. We are talking about the same name we have venerated since we came to the face of this very earth. There is no family you go to where somebody doesn't answer chuku this or chuku that. Where somebody doesn't offer praise to heaven with the names we give our children. Therefore, I am at a loss to understand why asking our people to return to the God that they knew before, that never failed them. And they don't want to understand it. They don't want to understand it, and I will explain it to you once again so you understand. Islam tried to conquer us before. Islam failed. By that time, we knew Chukwu Abiam as our God. Chukwu Abiam fought that very war for us. And we won. That is the reason why Biafra land is untainted by Islam. Forget about the shenanigans happening in Ebonyi State. It's understandable. People are very poor and very hungry. Therefore, they will follow any and everything in order to be able to feed and to survive. That is an aberration. In the main, the conquering hordes of Islam did not penetrate Biafra land. They never came in. Every other place in West Africa is colonized by Islam. People were put to the sword to follow Islam and the Quran. Till today, they're still doing it. In Biafra land, Chukwu Abiam preserved his children. He allowed Christianity to come in, but not Islam, for a purpose, to point us back to where we come from, to show us the way back from where we are coming from. Anybody attempting to remove the grace of the Almighty Chukwu Abiam from the restoration of Biafra is bound to fail. That was what we failed before. The white man came and gave us their way of doing things. We did it. We went to war and we lost. So how come we won a war before, even without going to the battlefield? We won a war before that made us immune to Islam. When Chukwu Abiam was God, as soon as the white man came and gave us all their own arrows, we lost. And with it, 6 million people. Some of you should think. If some people actually feel that we have come to restore Biafra without doing our research, without thinking very hard, without actually sitting down and going over all these issues, you are grossly mistaken. This is nearly, I am still in my 19th year of reading and researching Biafra. If you don't take anything away from our broadcast this very evening, I want you to understand this very, very clearly and very well. Please, it is critical, it is important. Chukwu Abiam, when we knew him as the Almighty and we worshipped him in truth and honesty, at least some did, not everybody. Our Fulani came to conquer you. They brought the Quran with them. They came with their sword. They came with their lance. They came with their rifles to kill us, to convert us forcibly to Islam. That army perished in Lower Benue. Benue State you're seeing today, the army that came to conquer the land of Biafra, that army was decimated in Benue. The question is this: how come this army was destroyed in Benue? Most of you don't quite appreciate the significance or the importance of celebrating historical events in your lives. You don't quite appreciate nor understand what it means. But today, I will endeavor to tell you, each and every one of you, I will try to tell you. Had what happened in Biafra land happened anywhere else, people will still be performing pilgrimage to that very site. Had what happened in Biafra land happened anywhere else, every generation born will be told about it. But when this very event happened, nobody till this very day even mentions it to our children. I was very lucky that I had a very good teacher when I was in secondary school. In class 2, this man came in and narrated that very history as part of our history lesson and told us categorically exactly what happened. We went and raised it. It was correct. An army of Hausa and Fulani people, with those they conquered, the slaves they brought with them, came to conquer us. At the plains of Lower Benue, that army was destroyed. The remnants of them returned to Zaria, never to attempt an invasion of Biafra land again. An army of Sassafras descended upon them from nowhere and infested them, and they died. Chukwu Abiama fought that battle and we won. Why is that? Because everywhere you go to, Umu Obasi, Umu Chukwu, everywhere. That is why we cannot ever, ever remove a key cornerstone, the foundational basis of our belief from what we are doing. If you remove the knowledge of Chukwu Abiama, the knowledge of God from what we are doing, we will fail abysmally. We tried it 67 to 70 and we fell on our backsides. Chilakabuel, our people were decimated. That is why you cannot do it. That is why Biafra is exceptional. The beginning of time itself. We don't do things because others did it. We do things because heaven directed us to do it that same way that we are doing it right now. Therefore, we must welcome you once again. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the commander of all her loyal forces, those that appreciate discipline, in the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, I will now, tomorrow, and always remain a very faithful and loyal servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. And in so doing, must remain incorruptible. We are beyond corruption. I say it openly. Beyond corruption. That's what I said. We are above it. Can never be. Because here we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. There is no way we can stop doing Biafra until Biafra comes and even beyond, towards the obliteration of the name Nigeria from every geography and history book known to man. The name and the word Nigeria will no longer exist. It won't exist. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed this very evening, having, of course, acknowledged the barrister himself. I have not been able to get hold of the barrister this evening, but I'm sure he's going to join us very, very shortly. This is Radio Biafra, and as always, as protocol demands here, you will please take down these very numbers should you wish to participate in our live and interactive session as time goes on. The number to call remains +44208 133 9976 +44208 133 9976. We are also on +44783 130 8376. I repeat, +44783 130 8376. That same number carries us on Tango and on Viber as well, and also on WhatsApp. We have an inquiry line back in Biafra land. Anybody wishing to find anything out, anybody wishing to support, anybody wishing to advise to do with Biafra land, the number to call is +234 909 077 6589. I repeat, 090 907 76589. We are also on Skype, and on our Skype contact remains just Radio Biafra we're using today, not Radio Biafra One, only Radio Biafra. I do not know who is calling. If they call us, we'll be able to take their call, but it is not the barrister. It is only the barrister's call that I am at liberty to take. Only the barrister's call can I take. Please refrain from calling Radio Biafra until our lines open. We must therefore move forward with everything we have at our disposal to continue this ceaseless propagation of the gospel of the restoration of the full and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra in truth and honesty. I will leave this very place. I will resign. They were saying that Ezioku Bundu before we were born, and there is no way we are going to change that now. Our people must understand that. They must appreciate it. They must come to the inescapable conclusion that only the truth can set us free. And I will add on a personal note, only the truth from Radio Biafra. Without Radio Biafra, there will be no restoration of Biafra. I say it categorically. Because this very essence, this very lesson, this very effort must be appreciated. This very thing that we are doing must ceaselessly continue. If it doesn't continue, our people will not be intellectually sophisticated enough to build a vibrant civilization. If we don't do what we are doing on Radio Biafra, our people will not, I repeat, be able to handle the rough and tumble of democracy and free speech. You must learn to tolerate dissenting views. We know what we are doing. When we discuss or bring issues to the fore that most of you disagree with, it is to test you sometimes to see your level of tolerance, to see if you can tolerate other people's views that are dissenting. These are the things you must know. People are calling us. I don't know why they're calling. I hope that everything is going swimmingly well. If there is any difficulty, of course, Uchemefo M4 will be able to tell me. Biafrans who are with me all the way through will be able to tell me. Everything appears to be fine and sound from this very end. Go and tell your friends and your family if you have not told them. We are still waiting for the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlo, Barrister Mamis, to join us. And when he does so, I will bring the barrister to you. But people are continually calling us. I do not know what is happening. I don't know why they wish to call us. Let us try and find out from one of them if they can please try and come back and tell us what the problem is. Because our lines are not yet open. When our lines open, we will be in a position to take your calls wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. And as soon as the barrister, of course, barrister went to court today. As soon as he's able to join us, I will bring him to you. We must therefore at this juncture proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And for those of you who are principal officers of state, if you have not paid your defense fund or part of your defense fund, I expect you to resign before Saturday. Our embassy is being opened in Victoria, in the Basque region of Spain, in northern Spain, on Saturday. For those of you living in France, it should be very, very close, because I think even before, I think it's in Victoria, isn't it? It's in Victoria. They share the same border with France. So those of you in France should be able to come to be with us. Those of you in France should be able to come to be with us. The barrister has joined me, the very eminent barrister. I wonder if you can hear me.
Yes, director. Good evening.
Good evening, barrister. You're a bit late.
Director, I'm in the midst of groups that are listening to what is happening. Although I tried your two lines earlier, your two well-known lines, they were busy. Maybe others are trying to clog on it. But I'm here with you, director.
Thank you very much, barrister. You may go ahead. Please, we must advise everybody, if you are not receiving signal this evening, please go to rblworld.tv, rblworld.tv. Every admin listening, please try to disseminate this very information. rblworld.tv is streaming very well. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening once again to you, director. Good evening, fellow dear friends, wherever you are. I've been reprimanded by director himself for being a little bit late. However, my apologies to all of you that we are here to broadcast the word of Biafra, the restoration of Biafra, and how all of us are going home to our God-given palace. We cannot wait. We're itching to go in back to where we came from. There is no need trying to beautify abroad where we all are, instead of going home to go and make our home where our father's house are. And this is what we preach on a daily basis. Because Biafra must be restored. Who is to restore Biafra? Biafrans. We've waited for ages. The amalgamation of the Zoo has come and gone. According to Lugard, 100 years for it to expire. That 100 years expired on the 31st of December 2013. We are now living on the borrowed time into the Zoo logistics. This must end, and we have decreed according to Biafra, Biafra must come this year. All of you, wherever you are, we thank you for your listenership. We thank you for your support, your financial support, your moral support. Chukwu Abiyama is our witness. Everything we talk here, everything we say, is to the glory of Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. Therefore, I welcome you to Radio Biafra. And it looks like we've forgotten about turning off your listening devices once you hear that you have been spoken to. Turn it off when you hear the voice of Director Nnamdi Kanu over Biafra. When you hear his voice, turn off your listening devices so that we can have some meaningful conversation. There is no need he's talking to you and you are listening to your voice and then coming back to him. It does not show professionalism. We are here to represent all of you and Biafra must come. It's time for us to go. We suffer everywhere, in America, in London, in China, in Germany. We are hated. We are treated as first-class citizens. It's about time we go home and look after our own affairs. Director, I'm waiting for the news. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very much. The very unmistakable, the very distinct voice of the very eminent, very accomplished, very erudite attorney at law as well as barrister and not a solicitor, I hasten to add, for those of you who are conversant or who may not be conversant with the way the legal system works here in the UK. We are learned people here. Our lines will be open. If you disagree with anything you hear on radio, you call. Let us have a debate. Not when you hear something that affects you, you don't like. I don't give a damn about you and your church. Before the white man came, what were you doing? I don't give a damn. You must learn to accept dissenting views. Because if one day you are elected into the house, people can bring a bill. They can sponsor a legislation asking for something you don't believe in to be altered. Are you going to kill people? That's the thing about Africans. We know what we are doing on Radio Biafra. We are schooling our people and training them on how to survive in a democracy. People will have a different opinion from your own. Learn how to convince them using the strength of reason and argument, logic, essentially. I don't know what is wrong with some people that they don't understand. We know what we are doing. There is no but we don't hate anybody, but we want you to look inside yourself and begin to understand what it means to be self-critical. You criticize yourself to be better. Understand it. I criticize myself every blessed day, looking at ways to make things better. That is how you survive. You don't come and relax and be in your comfort zone. Today, some of you have mobile phones, don't you? Don't you fly in aeroplanes today? When Galileo was basically postulating, because then it was just mere hypothesis, when he was hypothesizing about the shape of the world being round, and rather than the sun spinning around the earth, Roman Catholic Church wanted to kill him. Galileo, go and read and research. There is a space probe going, they named after him. He's been traveling for over 10 years, going to the darkest and deepest recesses of the known universe, which is only a grain of one mankind, their brain or their knowledge base can actually deal with or cope with. They said, bring him, let us kill him. Each time somebody comes up with a ground, how about They said it's Isaac Newton, but let's believe so. And gravity. Every time there is a breakthrough in knowledge, in science, humanity kicks against it. Anytime you kick against knowledge and reason, you are primitive. You are primitive. Before the white man came, we need to kwa biama. We went to war and we won the war. The white man came and gave us their own idol to be worshipping. We went to war and we lost it. So use your brain, please. Out of those two episodes in our history, I know the one I want to go to. A time we knew that Chukwuebiamah himself was God. I don't give a damn what you follow, what you worship. I don't care. But one thing is certain, this very effort is designed to call back the glory of heaven down to this very earth. That is why we can never ever abandon our worship and praise of Chukwuebiamah. It's impossible. Before I was born, there were villages named Umuchukwu. Before I was born, there were villages named Omuabase. Before I was born, there were villages named Umwezala. Before I was born, there were places named Omu and Igwe. I cannot change those things. Those things point to one inescapable conclusion, that we are descended from heaven itself, the children of the Most High God, Chukwuebiamah. And you're telling me that an uncircumcised moron from Europe will come and be talking rubbish. You're jumping up and down. As Professor Innocent Odenigbo reminded us before he departed, do you not know what happened when a white man went to the king at Henry and asked him, trying to tell him who God is? Or see, I'm welcome Jesus Christ somewhere. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know who Chukwuebiamah is. Who are you to tell me about God when I am the embodiment? Why do you think the name Igwe comes from? The conduit between heaven and this very earth. Igwe Kala, some of you don't know what you are even born into. I don't blame some of you. Ndiamon Amedugri and Zamfara. What can we expect from you? The white man came and twisted your brains and you're jumping up and down because they gave you Bonvita. They gave you Color TV. And they made it possible for you to live on the 50th floor of a building. Don't you know we built pyramids at Udi? Don't you know there were pyramids in Udi? Or in Udi, as the case may be. My pronunciation has been right. Ask yourself, why is it that the white man never told you that your ancestors built pyramids? Why did they not tell you? Have you asked yourself that question? When they said, oh no, the Igbos don't have any history. That was what I was told when I was small. Oh, the Igbos don't have any history. Oh, don't worry. But yet, Frederick Lugard called us the great. The only people he referred to as being great. Of course, he went on to be very disparaging, saying they are savages. This human sacrifice at Arochukwu was detestable and abominable. I agree with him on that. He said we are great. Did he say Yorubas we are great? I am talking about the amalgamation document which I have. Did they at any point say that the Yorubas are great? Or I was a Fulani? The answer is no. But what Oyibo said, the great Igbo race. That's what they said. Not me. Frederick Lugard. Great. Today, all you can do is buying and selling. We want to return you to that greatness. That is why we do what we do here. That is why we broadcast Radio Biafra the way to be worthy to be called the children of the Most High God, Chukwuebiamah. To be worthy. Chukwuemeka, Chinomso, all these names, are they for nothing? Can't you reason? Are they for nothing, I ask? To me, they mean a lot. To me, they tell me who I am. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. By way of headline this evening, things are happening. Of course, we expect it to. We are reporting today, not us essentially, but 247 U reporters, because we blocked the news here. We don't write them, because if we write them, you will say it is unbelievable. Three people die in Imo State as angry mob attacks Okorocha's convoy. I repeat, for those who may be struggling to understand or to comprehend what I have just said, three people dead in Imo State as angry mob attacks Okorocha's convoy. Okorocha is the resident Malam in Owerri, the representative of Sokoto Caliphate in Owerri government house, but because of hunger and poverty, our people cannot see. He built one roundabout and two. Some people actually said, quite rightly so, that since Simon Bakwe, in terms of visible and perceptible infrastructure, no one has come close to him. And I don't deny that. I don't deny it for a fact that since Simon Bakwe, he has built more things you can see with the two eyes than any other person. I am not parochial in my views. What I detest about this very man, what I hate about him, is his attempt to take the children of God into darkness. Take the children of light into darkness. Bringing Islam into our land. Unforgivable. Unforgivable. Three people have died now as a result of Okorocha in Imo State. NAFDAC impound goods worth 2.5 million and seals 12 shops in Onitsha. Hey! NAFDAC impound. When they say NAFDAC, you know it's fake goods. But people will have to survive. I'm not trying to excuse their conduct, but they need to survive. Sometimes in a country where everybody is a thief, including the president himself, you may have to allow some people a dose of indulgence in criminality in order to survive. After all, Jonathan and the Immigration Service can get together and organize a mass jamboree of fraud. NAFDAC impound goods. The Zoo government is running from pillar to post in a bid to stabilize the economy, according to Buhari and his people. The reason why we are bringing this news is because it touches upon the economy, and the economy will be key in Biafra land. I repeat, you see education, you see economy, these two things. In the Biafra we are building, these two things will be critical in all that we do. Education and economy. Very, very important. So that is where we touch upon it, to tell you how not to run the economy of Biafra land. We are going to tell you today how not to run it. Because the Zoo is in a mess, in an absolute mess that they cannot even come out from. If our people appreciate, you know, the benefits of a decent economy, I don't know. I don't know if they appreciate it or not. Do our people appreciate good economy? I don't know. But without it, ask those in Aba, you'll be living on top of rubbish bin. We continue. Some of you may not know this, but there is a phenomenon at play in Ugwawosa. Some of you don't know, but we're telling you this evening that in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, 8-year-olds, Umuaka Diafa Asato, 8 years, they vote. I'm not sure you are aware of this. Are you? 8-year-old children are being enrolled to vote. In Ugwawosa. I don't think you know this. And where did they learn it from? It's from the British. The British taught them how to do census. You count children. You count how many goats you have. How many cows you have. You count, including trees. They count everything. We are reporting to the hearing of the whole world that the fraud in the zoo has... Oh, God. It's terrible. They are registering 8-year-old kids to vote. I hope that Ban Ki-moon is listening. I hope that people are listening around the world and they want us to be part of this type of society. They will never succeed. Never, ever, ever. Shonekan, there is a brand spanking city again in Kano. That before they opened Kwankwansia, now there is a new city. Bandirawo City in Kano. I keep pondering, where are they getting all this money to be building new cities? Or is it not the same money they are getting that the governors of Biafra land are getting? What is going on that they are building brand new cities in Ugwawosa when our people in Aba are living on top of Ahiakwafurakwafu refuse? When people cannot get clean water, we are dying of cholera in Ebonyi. People do not have jobs to go to. People do not have houses to even sleep in. How come our Fulani people with no natural resource, with nothing at all, they are able to reel off one city after city? How is that possible? Can somebody please enlighten us? Because I don't understand the economics of it all. The zoo government is saying that they import rice. Some of you say that the breadbasket of the zoo is... all the falsehood associated with the Zoological Republic. Here on Radio Biafra, we unveil it for the world to see and to hear. They say that our land... Oh, why do we need Biafra? Where are we going to get our food from? Right now, rice comes from Abakaliki, from Adani, and also from abroad. So when it comes to rice, we don't need to depend on them, do we? Now, so can people now begin to explain to me, is it the yam that they're talking about? It comes from Obaru. The yam comes from Biafra land. Is it lettuce? It comes from Nsukka and the Enugu area. So I'm talking about vegetable gardens. So this nonsensical garbage that we need to depend on Awosa for food is being blown apart as a lie because the zoo imports rice. The Zoological Republic and the baboons that run it, they are now telling you, oh, very soon we will stop importing rice. A country of 160 million people, allegedly, because nobody knows the true figures, they import rice to feed their people. The land mass or the land area they have that is arable is nearly 48%. It is lying fallow. Nobody's farming them. There is no sustained mechanized farming of any sort. There is no sustained irrigation. You cannot believe that a country that is bulking under the weight of unemployment will at least try to develop. If you plant rice, it will grow, won't it? Go to Adani and give the poor, suffering women there, who are the rice farmers, give them loans to mechanize. Go to Abakaliki and do the same thing. You will have enough rice to feed everybody. But because these things are in Biafra land, do Yoruba produce rice? I am waiting to hear. Yoruba Nako rice? The answer is no. They take our oil, we also produce rice. They won't even give us or allow us soft loans to expand that very industry, to employ people. They prefer to go abroad to go and buy rice. Hey, my goodness me. Oh, Lord in heaven. They keep asking me, why do you want... I think that question have sort of subsided now. Why do you want Biafra? These baboons, they no longer ask such very wretched and pathetic questions anymore, do they? No, they don't. Saudi Arabia, a court has now given death penalty to a man who says he is no longer a Muslim. If you decide not to worship Satan again, you'll be sentenced to death. For some of you that want one Nigeria and, you know, hoping that Buhari wins, that is what will come your way. Because Buhari knows he only has to be in office for 8 years. He will take what I call the Hitler option. So it doesn't really matter if he's alive or dead. At least when he goes and meets Satan, the head of their religion, he will say, at least I managed to kill as many as possible and I introduced Sharia. He is doing everything he's doing because of Sharia. And to give you a taste of what Sharia looks like, those of you who don't know, in Saudi Arabia, where they have Sharia, if you renounce your faith, you will be put to death. And for those who are struggling to come to terms with the meaning of democracy, it means I can basically change my views on anything because I'm a human being. I can change my views. But if you change your views from Islam to something, Okorocha, I hope you're listening, you will be killed. I hope our people appreciate that. Why we don't want Islam anywhere in the Holy Land of Biafra. We don't want it. Former head of the interim national government is Shonekan. He was at the mega city. He was at the mega city opening it. We shall bring you that news. It worried me so much that I had it twice on our headlines this evening. As police now confirm 12 people dead in suicide bomb attack in Kano. Kano is being hit as well, as they're spending your oil money from Biafra land, and as your Biafran children are struggling, trying to walk across the deserts to the northern part of Africa to come to Europe, and being killed for their pains, and also dehydrating, dying and drowning. They build these mega cities and they also blow them up as well. And Jonathan will pour more money into that very place. A traditional ruler have now been killed in Katsina. Death everywhere in the zoo. And in Kokori, you can be kidnapped for 5,000. It is so cheap to kidnap people that for 5,000 naira, people can be kidnapped. Then you go to ATM and get money and free yourself. The zoo is crumbling. The BBC is today reporting the card aiming to end Nigeria's fraud problem. You cannot solve it. Every Nigerian is a criminal. Every Nigerian is a born stone-cold rogue. Once you're a Nigerian, you're a thief. It doesn't matter where you come from. You're a thief. No big deal in the number of people my men can kill in self-defense. AIG Mbo, a policeman, is saying, my officers can go out and shoot as many people as possible as long as they come back and fill the form and say this is in self-defense. Nothing can happen to them. Welcome to the zoo. When we tell you it is a zoo, some of you don't quite understand. They are reporting here that World Bank is laughing at Soludo as Jonathan finally replies, I don't know what that means, but let us continue. We shall bring it to you later. Anything that borders on the economy, because I'm an economist, so anything that has to do with the economy interests me, and you have to forgive me. I tend to report on them. Restrictions on overseas training to save $16 million. We shall also bring you the details on those in a short while. But now, our news in greater detail. No fewer than 3 people were reportedly feared dead, and dozens of youths and women were severely wounded as Governor Rochas Okorocha of Imo State narrowly escaped death when some aggrieved youths of Mbalawa community in Oguta local government area of the state clashed with police and other security agents who had to shoot repeatedly into the air to disperse the angry mob. The incident happened just less than 1 month after the governor was attacked by irate youth in Ohajegboma council area of the state when he visited the area for his re-election campaign. It was learned or being reported by 247U reports that the incident, which happened last weekend, saw the dissatisfied youth breaking the windscreen of Okorocha's personal vehicle and windows of about 3 other vehicles while seriously denting some others. It was gathered that the youth hurled stones and used sticks on the convoy, accusing the state governor of failing to provide any government presence in the area, as well as failing to address the question of their traditional stool, which had long been in contention. So when the governor went to the area to campaign, and on his arrival, the youth started shouting at him, saying, "Kaopwa, kaopwa, let him go. Rochas must go." The main trouble started a few minutes after the governor's departure, when dozens of youths were regrouped by one of his aides and they descended heavily on the youths who had attacked the governor. This led to a serious fight between the two groups. They freely used axes, machetes, clubs on each other, whereas the Hausa man has already left. 3 people died in the process. I remember Jonathan traveling to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North Ugan campaign. There were rioting youths there. None of them were shot. They stoned Jonathan. They never shot any Hausa boy. Ordinary Okorocha, the Malam himself, came to Uguta. And by the time he left, 3 people are lying dead. It also reminds me again about another Igbo governor called Peter Obi. When Tinubu went into power, for all his shortcomings, he knew there was unemployment. He picked up all the aburos, they call them, those the vagabonds, the vermin that are on the street, and try to give them a semblance of inclusion. Peter Obi, at Ezu River, dumped the bodies of those he should have been providing employment for. That is the contrast. Hausa people can get away with it. Yoruba can get away with it. But as soon as you rise up to protest as an Igbo youth, you are shot dead. That is not right. 3 people are now dead in Uguta area, in Mbalawa community, in Oguta government area. I hope it is not very close to where our COC comes from, or Dr. Ogie Dozogwe. I don't know this place very well. Maybe they can tell us if they get through this very evening. NAFDAC in pounds, NAFDAC, they have now seized goods worth 2.5 million and they have closed 12 shops in Onitsha, sealed it completely. The National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control, NAFDAC, has impounded sweet candies, valued at 2.5 million at the Ogbaru Relief Market, Onitsha, Anambra State, 12 shops filled with confectionery, which mainly consist of milk candies for children, were also closed down by NAFDAC operatives. The public relations officer of the agency, Mr. Anselm Okonkwo, said the impounded goods were substandard and not certified and registered by NAFDAC. He said the raid came as a result of complaints made to us that people are bringing into the market confectionery which NAFDAC had not certified and approved for human consumption. A chief regulatory officer of NAFDAC, Mr. Joseph Idowu, who led the raid, a Yoruba man leading a raid in Onitsha, very interesting, said they had a difficult time trying to get the traders to cooperate. He said, we were unable to even arrest one of those unscrupulous traders to serve as deterrent to others due to negative activities of the market leadership here. One of them could have called the fake product dealers and asked them to escape. However, four of the traders have been reported to us. According to Idowu, Yoruba man, the uncooperative attitude of the confectionery market leaders were unlike the one NAFDAC has been getting from the Bridgehead Drug Market, Onitsha, where the market leaders sanitize the market by themselves. You know, I am not against people policing the market or looking for substandard goods. Very, very good. Very, very fantastic. But are you also doing the same thing in Ugwawasa? Are you doing the same thing everywhere that you have people trading or buying and selling? I'm not aware of it. If anybody knows, they should let me know. Our people are they claim they are, so I can understand the one for drugs. I don't understand the one for sweet. How anyone will sell substandard sweet to children? I don't understand it. But that's what they're claiming anyway. That is NAFDAC for you. The zoo government is running from pillar to post in a bid to stabilize the economy. The presidential candidate of the APC, General Muhammadu Buhari, is on a rescue mission. it's a full of jokers. To revitalize the zoo's dwindling economy. According to APC, All Progressives Congress Presidential Campaign Organization, they also stated that President Goodluck Jonathan and his economic team have run out of ideas on how to restore the economy. And I'm asking them, when did you have good economy anyway? You never had in the past. The time that was, you know, that is being sort of touted as the golden era of the zoo economy from 1972 to 1976 is a mirage, because then, rather than invest in the future, they chose to cause hyperinflation by bumping up people's salaries. People were living in mud houses. Very few people can afford television then. The democracy of ownership of, say, mobile phones or access to communication platforms didn't exist then. That time, the wickedness of the politicians were so entrenched that not many people had the opportunity to go to school. So I am struggling to understand, in these early 70s, they debuted new cities, did they pipe water to people? I don't understand it. So what I'm trying to get across to our people is that the zoo never had any golden era in terms of economics. They had money, yes, accruing from the sale of oil, yes. Then one fateful day, Gowon, in his infinite knowledge, decided to invite four American economists to come and tell him how to grow the zoo's economy. And quite rightly, the Americans came, took the money and disappeared and told the monkeys where to go to. As simple as that. Even some of the landmark projects that should have been functioning, like a Jokuta steel mill, ground to a halt. Most people don't know that As Innocent is now assembling cars that are manufactured in China. That is what he does. In all honesty, he doesn't manufacture from scratch. He doesn't have a foundry where he molds the panels of the cars or anything of that sort. Had a Jokuta steel mill been working, he could have gone there to go and get flat sheet of steel and then shape it into maybe the door of a car, the boot of a car, the bonnet of a car. Even the chassis of the car as well, which is this the parts of the car that sits on the tires, that sits on the tarmac, or that sits on the ground. They could not do it. Why couldn't they do it? Because Ajegunle Steel Mill is closed. So when people talk about the economy of the zoo, I don't quite understand what they mean. There is hyperinflation. People do not have jobs. People are hungry because nobody's employing them. When you employ somebody, if you're paying, in fact, the minimum wage is 18,000 naira. 18,000 naira, the minimum wage, which means it cannot, if you're on a salary in the zoo, on minimum wage, you cannot afford to fly from Abuja to Lagos. You can't afford to fly from Igualcha to Lagos. You cannot afford it. You can't afford to fly from Owerri to Lagos. You can't. Only one ticket. I'm not saying every place is there. The ticket is more than 18,000. And people are placed on a salary of 18,000. And they want the economy to grow. How are you going to grow the economy when there is no demand? When people can... I went to Enugu Shopping Mall. I don't know who built it. What's it called again? You know, one of those there useless shopping malls that they have. I've forgotten what it's called. Hopeless malls that they build. I went to the former Polo Park at Enugu. I don't know what they call it these days. I went into that very place to go and see how people behave, to go and see how people effectively function. Lo and behold, you would not believe this. The shops were empty. Nobody is buying anything. You know, they have Ralph Lauren shirts, they have Nike, they have all these things, all weird and wonderful stuff. They had a very beautiful, well laid out Samsung shop, but nobody is going to buy anything. Why? Because the people cannot afford it. They are building shopping malls filled with foreign goods made abroad, imported, high duties paid on them, but the people cannot afford those goods and services. So that is why your economy is poor and will continue to be poor. If you have people going and demanding these goods, the goods and services, perhaps you may be able to survive it. So when they say that it is apparent that the federal government of the zoo has suddenly found itself in a bind with plummeting crude oil prices in the international market, but typical of a team that lacks capacity for anticipatory actions, which I give them credit for, the federal government of the Zoological Republic has been running from pillar to post in a vain bid to stabilize the economy. Unfortunately, all conceived palliatives applied to save the nation's declining economic indicators have merely scraped the surface of the problems, leaving the mass of the monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians desperate, confused, and hungrier, even those of them that caused it. Chibika Amaechi is the leader of the presidential campaign team running the election bid for Muhammadu Buhari. He is a member of the Council of State. They belong to Governors Forum and all these things. Why have they not discussed it in the past with Jonathan? This type of nonsense can never, ever happen in Biafra land. There is no way a government can see it without anticipating. You don't run a country by stealing money and dumping it abroad. It has a knock-on effect. Buhari himself has a flat here in London. All of you are criminals and thieves. And there is no way you can move forward from here on in. 8-year-old kids are being registered in the northern part of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North to vote in the elections. There is a phenomenon that has been at play in the Muslim North, but which for some queer reason no one seems interested in raising serious objections to. It is the ugly incidence of child voters. Somebody went and conducted an investigation and found out that they have child voters in Ugwa Hausa Fulani people. Child voters. And it is going to be a big factor in the rigging of the forthcoming presidential election in General Muhammadu Buhari's favor. This is to say that it doesn't matter what happens elsewhere. The reason why Atahiru Jega pumped every vote he can, every PVC he can to Hausa land is because they are going to vote and they are going to win. That is why I said to Jonathan, you can never ever win. You can't win. Jonathan can never ever win. He needs to understand this now and prepare the minds of his people for that very eventuality. On the 27th of April 2007, this is the reporter, he went back to his experience in 2007. On the 27th of April 2007, I covered the presidential election in Katsina State because two of the major contenders for the presidency, Yar'Adua and Buhari, were from the same state. When we went to monitor the elections, I was shocked to find that a large number of the voters on the queues were children, as young as 8 years old. As I watched the electoral officials accredit and issue ballot papers to these minors to vote without the slightest raising of eyebrow, I walked up to a presiding officer and asked him why he has allowed children to vote. He looked up from his work and gave me a blank stare but kept mute. I received a lot of hostile looks and a colleague came and whispered that I should drop the issue. I had no choice, knowing the situation could rapidly turn into something else, especially in the heart of Arewa North. My goodness me. 8-year-old kids voting. He is not supposing that they will vote. It has happened in the past before. It has happened in the past. And it's going to happen again. 8-year-olds. People talk about fraud and the zoo. They groom them young. From a very early age, they teach you how to lie, how to steal, how to cheat. That is why, even in Biafra land, you struggle to find people who are honest and decent. Somebody you think is honest today, tomorrow morning, you're wondering, oh my goodness me, who is this person that I've been working with all this while? Some of them even brought it abroad with them, lying and disgracing themselves needlessly. A new city has been commissioned in Kanu once again. Not Kwankwansiya, no, that one is gone. There's a new one rising up. Have you been to Ahajegbema Ugota? And have you seen poverty? Have you been to Aba? The barrister will come now and tell me, oh, they don't know anything. But the barrister, they are building the second city. They have freed Kwankwansiya. They have now built another one commissioned. Awasa cannot be that stupid, can they? Aba is a dustbin, a pile of rubbish. Dust bean. Whereas in Awasa land, they are building new cities. I'm wondering, is it not the same money that they give to them that giving to these people here? Uchendo Global. You know, when an Agbro, you know, somebody who is uneducated is in charge of your life, you are in one almighty mess. Masop comes to mind. They said he's a lawyer. Indeed. Lawyers, indeed. We have seen them. Even the lying lawyers we have here in the UK. Ndiokuasi. But thank heavens for the very eminent barrister himself. He's a kind, honest man. We must proceed. Former head of interim national government, Chief Ernest Shonekan, yesterday commissioned a new city, the Bandiwaro city in Kano State. I want the whole world to understand, if not for anything, the way the Yorubas have treated Shonekan since they used him to push out Abiola. That led to Abiola's murder. Of course, he was poisoned. Everybody knows that. Ever since this man rose up against what Yorubas perceived to be their collective Yoruba interest, they ostracized him. No Yoruba newspaper writes about Shonekan. None. Go and check it till tomorrow morning. If he's an Igbo man, oh, what's happening? Leave him now. Is it not in the past? Can't you forgive him? You forgive Nwobodo. You forgive Iwanyanwu. You forgive the Nwodo people. All these criminals, you forgive all Jews or Carlo. Every criminal. Tomorrow, after all, some of you are even fighting. You're prepared to come out on the road to fight, to defend Okorocha. Some of you. Oh, he's from my village. He built, can't you see that roundabout there? He built it. Before he came, there was no roundabout. Now there's a roundabout because I have to vote for him. I have to even fight anybody asking us not to vote for him. But this man, I want our people to understand, and Yorubas are better than us today. That is a fact. After all, you go to Lagos, you develop it. For them, in your own village, is like, your place is, of course, go to Aba, is a pile of rubbish, isn't it? Very, very sad indeed. Shonekan has been is a lesson for our people. Our people, Biafran people, you condone evil. What Chibika Amaechi is doing in River State, there is no Awasa person who can do such a thing. No Awasa person can come out and challenge an Awasa incumbent publicly to the point of working for the enemy publicly and openly like that. They will kill you at night. But look at Chibuike Amaechi, what he's doing. Look at the way Yoruba has treated Shonekan. That is not the news, I know, admittedly. But I'm trying to explain to our people to understand that when somebody goes against the collective interest of the people, you ostracize that very person. We must continue. The Kano State Director of Press and Public Relations, Alhaji Halilu Ibrahim Dantiye, made this known in a statement made available to correspondents, in which he said Shonekan extolled the Kano State government for the project while calling on the people to encourage the governor, Dr. Rabiu Musa Kwakwanso, so that he could do more. In his address shortly before the commissioning of the city, Chief Shonekan commended Governor Kwakwanso for initiating the project in these days when financial resources are very scarce, saying government must make sure that all commissioned projects are used carefully. If commissioned projects are well used, government will be encouraged to do more for the people. He stated, adding that it is also imperative for governments to work with the private sector in the areas of infrastructure projects. I give him credit. He makes a little of sense, I would say. Just some tiny sense, I would say. Because it is not the responsibility of government to build infrastructure. They should partner with the private sector, of course, and allow companies to employ people to come and do it. He is asking them, how are you building the second city when Aba cannot even be cleaned, talk less of being built? Aba is dirty and people are dying of diseases of various sorts in Aba. Aba is dirty, is decaying, whereas Awosa is, this is their second brand new city in Kano. Second one. Even the one we have in Aba is decaying. They say they have Ochendo Global in power, the art abro of a man. Very sad indeed. The Zoo government is pledging to exit rice importation soon, which means they are planning. You see, I tell you, they listen to us all the time. They are now talking about job creation. They could create 670,000 jobs. So what they are saying here is that if you go to Adani, if you go to Abakiliki, they could have employed, the Zoo government could have invested money to employ 670,000 Biafrans. Do you know what that means for the people? But they will not bring out the money to do it. Why? Because those rice projects are predominantly in Biafra land. They won't do it. It's better for Awosa Fulani to import rice than to support the suffering farmers we have in Biafra land. They will never do it. That's why they import rice. Let's continue. With the Federal Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development rice revolution gaining added momentum with the projected 2.9 metric million tons of rice from last year's farming season, the Zoo is already at the exit door from its importation. What it means is that they are about to stop, which is impossible. Please. Is Jonathan going to eat Adani rice? The answer is no. Is he going to eat Abakiliki rice? The answer is no. He wants long grain rice basmati imported from Asia. So let's be very real here. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Mr. Akinwumi Adesina, said this while inspecting a 420-hectare rice farm and mill belonging to Olam Nigeria Limited in Rukubi, near Doma, Nasarawa State. What did I tell you? The only reason now they will tell you they will stop the importation of rice is because they have found Awosa areas to invest in. They never mentioned Adani. The reason why we bring such news to your attention is to tell you that if you are a Biafran campaigning for one Nigeria, you are an absolute idiot, a fool you are. Who doesn't know about Abakiliki rice? If the strain is not very good, you bring in another one. But they waited and waited. They've been importing rice, competing with Abakiliki, stifling those poor farmers there until they have now found, they have paid for a multi-million dollar irrigation project in Nasarawa. Now they can plant rice in the flooded fields. You see? No mention of Adani. No mention of Abakiliki. They went and opened a brand new rice farm. Now they're telling you they're about to stop importation. That is to tell you about the wickedness and evil that prevails in the Zoological Republic that some of you don't know. That's why we're bringing this to you. And also for those of you clamoring for Islam, those of you listening to Islamic Call to Prayer, NTA, you know, courtesy of Rochas. Rochas is a human being. He will die one day and move on. What will happen to your children? Those of you listening this evening, go and look around you. Look at your children. Look at your kids. Look at them very well and ask yourself this question: what will become of them if Islam takes hold, if Buhari gets into office, if they plan, if they carry out what they're planning to do? Because an Islamic court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced a man to death for renouncing his Muslim faith, according to the Saudi Gazette. The man in his 20s posted an online video ripping up a copy of the holy book Quran and hitting it with a shoe, the newspaper reported. The Saudi Arabia, United States top Arab ally and birthplace of Islam, follows the strict Wahhabi Sunni Muslim school and gives the clergy control over its justice. They are Wahhabis. These are the people that altered and changed the former Quran to the very acidic Quran that you now have. Where you have devil in the old Quran, now they put Jew. Instead of Satan, they put Jew inside it. And this rather very wretched, pathetic level of indoctrination is designed to do one very thing, is to plant in the mind of every Muslim in the world a natural hatred for the Israeli state. This same Wahhabist sect, that's why, go to ask anybody who is a Wahhabist, ask them for a copy of their Quran. Where you have Lucifer or devil, you have Jew. They change it to Jew. So you will all hate Israel. As somebody saying, why would you support a genocide state? I told him to call in this evening. I still have his message. I asked him, call in this evening. Let us debate this very issue live on air. This newfound hatred for Israel that some idiots are parading about with. Say now trying to accuse Israel of genocide. Israel had 6 million people killed in Europe. Now you're accusing them of genocide. People are saying, oh, but they came to somebody's land and threw them away. And you say you're a Christian. You have read the Old Testament, yes? So you didn't have a land of Israel? King David? King Solomon? You didn't read about Absalom? No. Oh, God. Anyway, they are black people. What do you expect? Under the Wahhabi interpretation of Sharia law, this is what will come to you when Buhari wins. We are giving you Buhari's Zoological Republic of Nigeria. And of course, some of this will come to Owerri very soon because the Malam himself is in power. You know what? Under the Wahhabi interpretation of Sharia Islamic law, apostasy demands the death penalty, as do some other religious offenses like sorcery, while blasphemy and criticism of senior Muslim clerics have incurred jail terms and corporal punishment. Executions in Saudi Arabia are usually carried out by public beheading. So anybody blaming ISIS and saying, oh, ISIS, they are beheading people. America's best friend in the Arab world is Saudi Arabia. They do their own beheadings also in public. So what ISIS is doing is what they learned from Saudi Arabia. And now when Buhari wins, as an Islamic bigot that he is, and a Wahhabist for that matter, who knows, maybe a Kaibara can witness one or two beheadings as well. Then you will know what you're in for. These are the type of people that we're in the same country with. I feel sorry for all of us, honestly speaking. I'm a Nigerian. They are an Ibaribe. Police confirmed 12 people dead in suicide bomb attack in Kano. That is Islam for you. Death and mayhem. The Kano State Commissioner of Police, Ibrahim Idris, has confirmed the death of 12 persons, including two suicide bombers, in today's bomb attack on Kano Line Motor Park on Zaria Road. He did not say how many people got injured. An explosion has gone off at one of the busiest motor parks in Kano. Residents and officials have told a particular newspaper, an unknown number of people are feared dead in the blast which occurred at Kano Line, located at Naibawa area along Zaria Road. The explosion sounded at about 3:15 p.m. with thick smokes immediately billowing towards the sky and residents scampering for safety. And there are people... I don't understand it. Biafrans who are in Kano, what are you still doing there? Anyway, as somebody said, in every fight of this magnitude, you need to sacrifice something. Maybe they are the ones we need to sacrifice in order for us to get Biafra. So please remain in Kano. Please go and start digging new foundation for a new hotel in Kano. Please continue living there, because they will kill you and I will not even bother about it. If I see it, I won't report it. I will tell them that Igbos are doing very well in Kano. I'll tell them you people are doing very well, because you don't listen, you don't hear. Four traders killed in Ogun. No fewer than four traders were on Monday morning killed in Sango Market in Ogun State when men of the Nigerian Customs Service engaged smugglers in a gun duel. The victims were hit by stray bullets while trying to escape from the gun. They did not kill the criminals. They killed people standing. How? Oh, look at Nigerian Customs with weapons. The picture. They have guns. And this is AK-49, isn't it? Yes, it is, yeah. Everybody, everywhere is awash with weapons. Everybody has a gun. And now, four traders are dead. They were hit by stray bullets because police were fighting so-called smugglers. The reason why they're fighting them is because you need to pay us that money so we can share it. Like Buhari, we also want to have flats in London as well. Oh, God. Anyway, let's continue. The customs men were said to have intercepted four trailers loaded with bags of rice at a Yana Joju bus stop, which is about 1,000 kilometers to the market. They were trying to escape with the four trailer loaded with rice, an attempt which vehemently was resisted by the smugglers. An eyewitness, some of you don't know, you even import your rice from Cotonou, but that's a story for another day. An eyewitness told observers that the resistance from the smugglers led to a shootout, and four innocent people standing by all died. Welcome to the Zoological Republic, the zoo itself. Dog eats dog every blessed day. The finest you can ever get. Why go to London Zoo to watch animals? Try and come to the Zoological Republic. Can you? Oh, my dear Lord, God have mercy. The zoo. Goodness me. Traditional ruler killed in Katsina. The ward head of Gimi in Runka, Safana local government area of Katsina State, Hassan Wogal, was killed on Sunday night by yet unidentified assailants. Perhaps we were supporting Jonathan. They have killed him. Once you support Jonathan, you will be killed. It's not world. It's only one person, so it is not news. One person killed. No, it's nothing. The zoo, when they do things, they do it in style. 20, 25, 30, 50, 180. If they're killing a mass. And that is news. One person dying, no, that is not news. No. People must understand how evil the zoo has become. You may not notice it, but I'm beginning to believe that Frederick Lugard left something there, very, very satanic and very occultic, and it is bearing fruit today. With the seizure of suspected kidnap and armed robbery kingpin Kelvin Oniara, in 2013, it was assumed that Kokori, his country home in Ethiopia's local government area of Delta State, will gain some breather. But contrary to this very feeling, things are happening over there. Kidnapping, robbery, and other criminal activities have now continued unabated in the community despite the presence of a military troop in the town. Ekpan in Uvie local government area used to be the breeding ground of crisis in the state, but Kokori has taken over the nightstick. At the sunset of 2014, the Perekere of Oporomo Kingdom in Bayelsa State, His Royal Majesty King Augustine Ebikeme, was abducted by kidnappers in Kokori. Nobody is safe, including supposedly royal fathers. What royalty means in a democracy, I don't know, but let's continue. The royal father, who is also the spiritual leader of Egbesu, the Jowo deity, and first vice chairman of Bayelsa State's traditional rulers council, was rescued days later at an uncompleted building in a swampy part of the town. A criminal gang is currently holding the community hostage and had set up a parallel government to the community's God, even criminals are now setting up their own government. That's very good. As maybe they learned it from Buhari. Buhari said he will set up his own government even if he doesn't win. He will declare a government of a Sharia government, where if you misbehave, they behead you. The BBC is today reporting about the zoo. Jonathan is launching a new ID card that the BBC is claiming will go a long way to deal with the fraudulent issue that they brought to us. Nobody ever reminded the British of their own criminal activities. Nobody reminds them how fraudulent they are. The thing with the fraud that black people commit is peanuts. It's like Vincent Obulafo going to award a contract of 100 million naira when his mates are cutting away 4.6 billion. Is there, you know, that is a way you will steal that people will look at you as a fool, even prosecute you and just take you down because you're foolish. Asi onye giri kwa na giri nke gbara agba kpori awo geza. You cannot be stealing 100. What is 100 million naira? 100 million naira that a malam can forget in a hotel in Europe when he visits. The same thing happens in fraud. When I look at black Africans commit fraud of £500, £800. Oh, please send me your email. Let me, my father died. My grandmother is about to die. And I have all this nonsense. Is that fraud? When the British want to commit fraud, they bring a tanker and take your oil, they don't pay. That is fraud. And Britain taught the zoo how to cheat. All the evidence are there, historically speaking, that the British are the ones that taught the monkeys in the zoo how to steal. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we must welcome you. We are live, we are direct, we're coming to you all the way from London this very evening. And our news in greater detail is what we are presenting to you. The controversial Assistant Inspector General of Police in charge of Zone 2, Lagos, Mr. Joseph Fumbo, has said that there is no big deal in the number of people policemen under his command can kill in self-defense. It doesn't matter how many they are, we can kill all of you. From a policeman. This is what concerns me about our mentality as black people. We turn everything upside down. For example, an ambulance is meant to convey people who are ill to the hospital to get needed medical treatment. But in the zoo, an ambulance, you can only enter an ambulance when you're dead. You know, a police officer is meant to be protecting you, but when you see a policeman, you start running because they will frisk you, they will park clear very well, inner light, even under seat light, turn it on, want to see it. A policeman turns into a daylight robber. Policeman meant to be protecting you. You are running for your dear life. You run into a police station with your money. The next day, they will drag out your lifeless body because police will kill you and take the money. People are traveling and they are afraid to be searched by the police to, you know, have large quantities of money found on them. The police are actually the thieves. Now, a police assistant inspector general is saying that there is no problem when his officers go out and kill as many people as possible, as long as they come back and say, we did it in self-defense. Is this the type of country you wish to belong to? We are not writing this news. We are reporting what others have just reported, verified, and reported. I'm telling you the truth. We don't write them. He said this openly when he had an interaction with journalists in Olorunsogo, Ogun State, during the inauguration of Olorunsogo 2 power station by Jonathan. Mboz led the policemen to provide security for the president at the event and was asked to clarify the statement credited to him that 20 civilians will be shot dead for every policeman killed. It doesn't matter where the 20 people, it could be infants, they just shoot them dead. A policeman. People want you to belong to them country with these vagabonds. Impossible. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan last week used an interview with the Nigerian newspaper to reply to former Central Bank Governor. Of course, they're all thieves. What has Jonathan got to say? He has nothing to say. Restrictions on overseas training. The restriction placed on overseas training for civil servants will save the federal government no less than 16 million annually. But what do the civil servants come outside to do? To learn how to... They come to Britain to learn how to steal and to cheat and to be eyeing the flats they are going to buy once that loot gets into their hand. They said they'll cut it. I never knew that these animals come abroad to. So when you come abroad and you learn, what do you take back with you? How to steal, how to cheat. You won't think that they come abroad, they see how the roads are built, they see the drainage system, they see everything, they see the buses come on time, the trains are running. Why can't you do the same thing where you come from? After all, Malaysia was able to do it. After all, of course, they have one homogeneous religion. They have one value system. But African people, black people will not vigorously investigate the fact that putting people with diverse value systems together results in stunted development. They can never see it. Anyway, the Director General of the Center, Mr. Kabir Kabo Usman, who briefed the media on his activities in Abuja at the weekend, lauded the restriction which opened a wide opportunity for the center, saying it can double, if not triple, the number of trained civil servants. Do you know they have a civil servant training center in the zoo? But they prefer to go abroad. Having gone abroad, they come back even worse than those of them trained in the zoo. That is why we call Nigeria the Zoological Republic. Things don't work as they should. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news headlines and accompanying news summary. If the barrister is listening, I will, of course he does, I welcome him back, please, before our lines open. When our lines open, please, we will be on Radio Biafra on Skype. We will also be on +44208-133-9976. Radio Biafra is also on +44783-130-8376. And we happen to also be on Tango and also on Viber. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. If you call Radio Biafra, we'll be able to take your call. Not after the program, you start inboxing me, you start inboxing those that work for our office back home complaining. Now is your time to call and put your views across. Anything you have to say, you must say it now. Our Viber line is also open, I must tell you. And it is the same number, +44783-130-8376. This is Radio Biafra. And our work must continue. The work we are doing must continue. Let me go and take this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Hello? The caller, please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from? Why don't they turn their system down, I ask myself. Why can't you follow simple instructions? Just turn your system down. That will help us. I am not here to listen to myself. Turn your system. Hey. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director.
They don't turn their systems down. I don't know what is the problem. I can't understand these people. I don't.
But I'm hearing you.
No, not you, barrister. I'm talking about the people calling. Please go ahead. And Ndukwama, stay where you are. Come to have the barrister. Barrister, go ahead. Ndu, stay where you are.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, director. Yeah, just to mention but a few about the housing development and how good and how clever they've been. Director, do not forget, the oil has always been with the houses. We don't have political or economic power. The Biafrans, the evils, do not have such powers. We are always eating from the crumbs from the leftover. That is why we don't have development. Secondly, we are placed under social engineering. What Obasanjo and Goodluck Jonathan and all the rest of Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they have a plan against Biafrans. They should not have any meaningful airports. Their seaports should not work except the one being organized and used by Dangote. A Hausa Fulani Boko Haram came to monopolize the seaport we have in our own land.
Even the air. They own all the airlines.
Even the air, director. So I'm pointing out things so that you won't keep saying that these people are clever. They are not. They are being supported by the British. The British are those who made us the way we are up to today. Look, remove the British and leave us with the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, director. They will not defeat us in any way. Is it in technology? Is it in mathematics? Is it in chemistry, physics, biology, or in what? Look at the people. For them to go to university, they only need 3%. Biafrans need 325% to go to university. There is no comparison, director. When I say things, I emphasize and I sit on it. Is that the people you compare yourself with? Now look at census. How many year old the account, these are the people who will support them in the election. If you say, let's go, how some fool Ali Boko Haram and their children will never beat you up. They will be there, you go and come back and go and come back and go and come back again. Director, the British people are the people they put a big hedge on our neck. I didn't know if you hear news today, Jack Straw and Michael Rifkin going to China asking for cash. You see, their own goodness here is because their politicians will go anywhere and bring news out. Try it in the zoo. Remember, Zenekiwa, you'll be dead. I was discussing. discussing with somebody today. He said, is it possible for this to happen in Nigeria? Why couldn't they go and investigate? Try it and see if you come back home. That was how Babangida killed Derek. Since then, who will be the journalist to come and see something and say it? That is why all of that resorted to bribery and corruption. When you see, you keep quiet. Take the money and go home. Or talk and die. That is what is making the zoo the way it is today. Buhari, who is sick, is talking about economic development. When he was there, what did he develop?
Exactly. Ask him. Ask him.
When you were reading the news, I was forming here. When he was there, what did he develop?
Sharia law.
That's it. Chop people's heads. That's all he developed. Now that he's dying, he wants to come and develop. Good luck on all, because you fail to develop Biafra land. At least we would have seen it, irrespective of what he did in the northern part of that zoo. They are not acknowledging it. They are not even, look, there is really way there. Director, the northern zoo has more than 5 or 6 airports. International. How many do we have? Any development you see today in Biafra land is done by Biafra alone. Look at, Director, you are telling me the story. You even helped with the contribution of building Imo State Airport. Is that a private entity?
I contributed to the building of Imo State Airport. I did, yes.
Look at that, Director. But Katsina was built by oil money from our land. Abuja, oil money from our land. Kano, oil money from... Director, look, dear friends, we need pity. It's just that we don't believe in pityness. We don't believe in self-pity. These people have done us evil. They have done us bad. If not because of the will that Chukwuebiamah invested in us, all of us would have crumbled. Director, how many years? No electricity, no good drinking water, no hospital. And yet, we are fortunate.
No, barrister, the hospital there is, or the hospitals there are, is being managed by an Awosa man.
Oh.
Have you forgotten?
Oh. In your own land.
Yes, Inowere now. Inowere. In every general hospital in Imo State under Okorocha is under the control of his very good friend. Is that not correct? The Awosa man, because...
Do we talk rubbish here already on the Biafra?
Of course not.
You are 100% correct.
Of course not.
Are you talking about only hospital? The whole of Eastern region, Biafra land, is being commissioned by the police from Mahaja Fulani Boko Haram. No wonder they want to leash that foolish Boko Haram man called Okorocha. I don't know where he get the name from. I'm pretending he's an Igbo man. Look at that man, face here and see if he resembles anything Igbo.
Is Awosa man?
He's telling us he came from Igbo.
Those wayward Igbo women gave birth to rubbish. When you go to work or you're in your shop selling, you don't know what Malam is doing to your wife at home. And they gave birth to rubbish. And they brought them back, giving them Igbo names. And then these people trying to bring Islam to our place. All of them will perish. One after the other.
You had the history. I don't know if that Okorocha, whatever his name is, will survive this particular election, because only a tiny percent are hating him because of fake school fees. Teachers are giving bounce checks. Yes, he surrounded Imo State with everything. How is that Fulani Boko Haram? Where I came from in Ganilam, and you want me to sing because of roundabout? What is roundabout? When Bakwe was there, what did Bakwe do that Okorocha can do today that is surprising? Anowere was very beautiful, clean. Now go to Anowere, you will see all these beggars. I imagine them in Anowere. I was there 3 weeks ago. Look at, go and see. Director, you are even more current than I am. Because you fly from east to west, you go to port, you go to everywhere. What can we be proud of that Kulu Chonafati have done for us? There was this guy they called BP NPC Corporation was singing song between him and Father, what is it?
Mbaka. Yes.
This guy was bringing out all the good news of good luck. And as he was singing, I was checking what Jonathan has done in the afterland. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
The guy even confirmed that Jonathan is building second night. What a facade. He's building second night bridge. Director, who saw the second night bridge? Did you?
No, I didn't see it. Is there anyone we have listeners in Onitsha? Let them go and take pictures of the second Niger Bridge and post it. It's as simple as that. There is no bridge. I've been through there many, many times. No bridge. I couldn't be bothered. I was so enraged. I don't blame those at home. I blame those who are abroad. You know, you'll be in your house in somewhere around Nebraska. You've not been home for the past 52 years. You read in the paper that Jonathan is building second night. You are jumping up and down. You're jumping up and down. Jonathan told us, barrister, that the bridge will cost 120 billion. Where they got that figure from, I don't know. But that's what they said. But that Jonathan can only provide, 40% of the money? That we have to.
30 million.
Billion, not million. We should bring 30 billion. Exactly.
Yeah.
He will bring 90. We will bring 30 billion. That's what he said. We don't have jobs, no good roads, no lights to even manufacture anything. Where are we going to get 30 billion from? And people are running about saying Jonathan is doing very well. Otros, one of Ndibo. People, I don't know. They say I insult them, but they can see why I insult them. Please go ahead.
Director, where the guy was cast for me is when Buhari came to answer, okay, Chukwu, our people are useless. The man that came to kill you, you gave him honor, just like they gave Gowon. Director, our people's brain need to be purged with bleach. Open their brain, put bleach on it, just push it as if you're flushing toilet.
Says bleach. So put acid, sulfuric acid. What is bleach? Bleach will not do the work. Sulfuric acid.
They need cleansing. Cleansing. Just wait our people see some big money. The rubbish out for Amazon. Oh no, they start talking rubbish. Otrozo, Otrio Beke, okay, Chukwu. Ow, Director, please, I'm getting angry. Let me stop here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, barrister. Thank you very much. I am going straight ahead over and across to Skype to see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Yes, go ahead. Your name and where you are. Confirm. I know who you are, but confirm your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Yeah, doctor, my name is Ndokwoma.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Oslo and from Abuja, Mbano.
Oslo is where?
Norway.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Please, doctor, I have a special announcement to make.
Go ahead.
We lost our brother. One of our brother here, FBOB member.
Wow. What happened to him?
He died in Biafra land.
Oh my goodness. What did he go to? Is he living in Biafra land or what? What's happening?
No, he was living here. He left. He said he wanted to join people at home. Then he has paid his defense fund.
I don't understand what you mean. What are you talking about? He wants to join people. Join who at home?
Join IPOB.
At home?
Yeah.
And he died. What killed him?
He died of stroke.
Stroke?
Yeah, and he's only 35 years.
Oh my God.
So I got the information.
But why didn't he report to camp when he came? Why didn't he report to us when he came? I'm not aware of him. Did he contact me when he came home?
I don't know. His name is Ozo Koye.
No, he didn't report to camp. I didn't see him.
Okay, but we are sad that he died.
Very, very. Of course, we are very, very saddened. He died. He maybe is the sun. You know, maybe sunstroke. The sun is too. The heat is too much over there.
No, so we are all sad here in Oslo.
Everybody should be sad about it. Very, very sad. Very, very. We need his picture, please. And also, you must write something. Yeah, very close, please. And how about the family? Do we have any family we can contact?
I'm trying to get the family in the zoo.
Try and find out the village, the family, everything. We know what to do and we'll do it. We are very, very sad. We've lost him. Very, very sad indeed. very, very sad stroke. That is what we're talking about in Biafra land. Oh, God, it's terrible.
Member. He has paid his defense fund before he left.
Oh, my goodness me.
I told the chicken this is about it. He knows.
Okay. Okay, we shall do something about it. And we need all the information, please, so we can do what we normally do. Please, very, very important. Very, very important, because on Rubewan Nagbala, so we don't abandon people here. We just don't, please. Very, very critical we do so. Thank you very much. Thank you. Nothing to thank you about anyway, just for the news. Thank you. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me? I can hear you. Areto.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
I'm Nnamdi Ikpeazu. I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba, thank you. Turn your system down, please. I can hear my voice. Turn your system down. You can go back to it later. Turn it down, please. It's interfering. Turn your radio down.
Okay.
Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. People are more interested in hearing their own voice. You know, this is very, very, very cosmetic. I don't like it. And he bears in Nnamdi as well. I don't like people who are fake and cosmetic. You want to hear your voice. Is that why you're calling Radio Biafra? Or are you calling Radio Biafra to make a very valid point? You're calling so you can hear your voice. You can tell your friends you spoke on Radio Biafra. What nonsense is that? Huh? Oh, my goodness. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me either. They cannot hear me. If somebody calls Radio Biafra, make sure you have something important to say. If you have nothing to say, do not call Radio Biafra. We are not here joking. We are not here to play. We are very, very serious about what we are doing. Very, very important. You understand that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Yes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Turn your system down one more time or I will turn you off. Turn it down. These people are not. They are just jokers. They are not serious. They are not serious at all. How, what sort of nonsense is this? You call to hear your voice. Oh, God. I thought our people are far more advanced than this, you know. I don't. We have so much. We have job on our hands. You're calling a radio station. The whole world is listening to your voice. You also want to hear your voice at the same time. Are you foolish? The caller on Skype, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
My name still remains Ogoha Ike School. I'm calling from Abia State. Abia precisely.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I want to apologize for those people that in Abia didn't listen to
your line is not clear. Ikechukwu, call us back. Your line is not clear at all. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please turn your system down, your name and where you are.
Director, yes. I am Chihurum Nanyi Wuchukwu, Hungary.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, thank you for this evening's news. I just wanted to contribute for a little bit of something. In the issue about a brother that just reported that died of stroke.
Yes.
Director, I would like, maybe I will connect with the European coordinator to be able to prescribe something that, in fact, that I think that is necessary for the people in the camp because of the heat wave you're talking about.
It's
a very simple, material, very cheap and easily applicable. And in fact, before you go back to the zoo, I need you to have it. If I can find any way to get it to you in kilos, so that once you go, it will be used in the camp. I don't want to say it on the news, but that's one. Secondly, the other part I wanted to. Okay, let me take this thing. Give me just a minute to read for you a particular part of the minute of the Council of Chalcedon in 451 AD that was done by 385 Catholic bishops. That council started in Nicaea and then later on was transferred to Chalcedon to be close to Constantinople, the emperor at that time, and the council.
Sorry, what is the name of the town again? What is the name of the town? What is the title?
The Council of Chalcedon, Chalcedon, C H A LCEDON at 451 AD, in the year Anno Dominum. And it began on October 8, 451. Now, I'm going to read a part of that minute, then later on I will inbox it to you. This is what these bishops, the Catholic bishops, said. This wise and saving creed, the gift of divine grace, sufficient for a perfect understanding and establishment of religion. For its teaching about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is complete and is set out the Lord becoming human to those who fully accept it. Mark that word. And then it continued. Since we have formulated these things with all possible accuracy and attention, the sacred and universal synod decree that no one is permitted to produce or even to write down or compose any other creed or even to think or to teach otherwise. For as for those who dare either to compose another creed or even promulgate or to teach or hand down another creed, for those who wish to convert to a recognition of a true faith from Hellenism or from Judaism or from any kind of heresy at all, they be anathematized. And I just take this only. That section, what the Council of Bishops meant, that you are not permitted to think or even to question anything. Director, are you listening to me?
Of course, I'm listening very attentively, please. What I want us to do is, I want us to channel everything to every discussion about faith, thinking, religion, how they mess us up, only on Sundays. So on Sundays, we devote Sundays to teaching all this, because that's when they go to kneel before Yoruba pastors. So we devote Sundays to teaching this very aspect, because I've been reading it here. It's on my screen. I've been glancing through it, and this is fraud.
Thank you very much. I'll rest this case here, and I'll leave it for Sunday.
Let me
go to another issue.
Go ahead.
Right. Okay. No problem. The thing I wanted to talk about, the other time you mentioned about our people taking education, having all these qualifications, and the boys are roaming on the street. Director, at the time you were at the Government College, Umar, I was in Holy Ghost College. And we pretty much had the same level of understanding and teachings at that time. However, it was after our series that they introduced this SF something. Notice that all the schools in the zoo, including the university, as you correctly pointed out, none of them have a trade or skill program that when they come out, they have learned anything. It's all stupid, unfounded theories. The worst thing is this, that even those of us, our teachers and professors, continue to perpetuate this idea of not handing skills over to our people. And so, Agochelo Gwala, Pasoya Okundo Rebekanya Pabare State Soya. Akuchelu Gwala. All that they read, meaning no chesha around, Utu Awish.
Rubbish. They're not educated. They are not educated. Those graduating now they're just wasting their time. They don't receive even basic education. I feel sorry for them.
And in fact, I was prepared to use this religion thing tonight. So what I'm going to do, I will exit and prepare
and come back on Sunday. We devote Sundays to it. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's an eye-opener. I will try to just publish, some thing very small perhaps on Radio Biafra London on Facebook for people to go in and just have a look and begin to comprehend the scale of the fraud and stupidity. They say we shouldn't speak the truth. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Namdi, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
This is OC2 Wezoke, calling from Canada.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, my brother, I want to thank you so far, because, ndị be anyị na-asị onye chere na nku na onye si na ime wedi na-adịka izi ya mee nkwupụta nwa ka anyị hụ.
Exactly.
So I will appreciate you so far because it's not easy. Again, I want to react on the news you read concerning Biafra NAFDAC confiscating 2.5 million naira worth of goods. You see, the NAFDAC people, ordinary people think they are working. Listen, what they do, I was into business in Nigeria before I came here. See, what they do is, though, personally, nobody in his right senses supports fake products. But my question is, what our substandard Standard Organization of Nigeria is doing? What are they doing there? You see, what NAFDAC does is, they go and confiscate unregistered products, not fake products.
Okay.
There's different.
Okay.
From my understanding, I know there's different from fake and unregistered. When your medicine is not, your medicine or whatever product is not registered, they go and burn it up because you've not come. You've not
given them money. You have not paid.
Yeah, you've not cooperated with them. So this is what they do. And as soon as you register your product, what you do afterwards is not their. Even if you register original one, then later on fill your shop with fake, it's not their business. They have collected their own. This is what our people must know.
Mm.
They are not really doing what they need to do. They are just fighting for their own personal pocket. And another thing I want to say about, you know, sometimes you say our people are the cause of their own problem. Yeah, I traveled to Jamaica this past Christmas. I traveled to Jamaica. When I got there, now one of the tour we made, this man who is taking us around said that when the people were brought there from Africa, there's these people called Maroon people in Jamaica. They are not slaves because when the white men brought them to Jamaica, now they group themselves, fight the white men. They fight and kill lots of them. So now the white could not defeat them. What they did is give them their freedom, even though in still Jamaica, but they don't pay tax to the white man. They run their own government. They do everything themselves. But this other part of Jamaica, they tell you slavery is abolished, but still they still pay tax to Queen in England. Look, see how far Jamaica is from England, but they still pay tax back. They tell you slavery is abolished. So my director, this is what I want to contribute. Our people think we are free. No, we are not free till we have Biafra.
Exactly.
Thank you, director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. I agree with you completely. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, I wonder if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Please, if you're going to speak, turn your system down if you may. Yes, good evening. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from?
My name is Obinna. Also.
Obinna, please raise your voice for us. Your voice is very low, very, very low.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you now, please. Go ahead, yes.
Hello. Okay, sir. I want to comment on the issue of the. First of all, I want to appreciate it for the support method. By God bless, I'm the coordinator for the Benue State.
You're the Benue State coordinator. People have been looking for your number for Benue State coordinator. They've been looking for your number. Please go ahead.
Sir, I will drop my number now. Sir, I want to make a comment on the issue of the NAFDAC and so on. Sir, what is happening in from many years ago, when they destroy all the medicine on it. I'm not a medicine dealer. but I have some knowledge. They are only doing it in the first video, as the last one I just said. Some of those things, not that they're in the first, but some of those things, they're just doing it just in the first video. All the discussion they talk at Onika, they don't do anything in Kano. But if you go to Kano, if I always do, I normally travel to Kano. I go to the Sabon Deli Market, where they're selling medicine. So, if you see the place,
can you hear me?
Yes, but, yes, I can hear you, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. No, the line, I don't know what is happening. It's talking as if it was in a cupboard of some sort. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. We are transmitting live and direct from the United Kingdom. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. They are not saying anything. When they are able to say something, they should please try and come to us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. And this is Radio Biafra. Let's go to Skype and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you. I'm Emmanuel. I'm with you, okay.
And where are you calling from?
From Umoku in Engwa Biafra Nation.
Thank you. Go ahead.
And I'm here. Yeah. Good evening, Biafrans. Good evening, every people around the world. Intelligent ladies and gentlemen around the world. As I have said before, I'm Marabuchi Emmanuel Okechi from Biafra. And I am here to tell you that Biafra was created by God in the beginning. Yes, I have proof for that, and I must tell you that tonight. Now, let me start with our flag. The major thing in our flag is the light in the black stripe of our flag. Now, that light people see in that flag is our, it's not sun rising, rather, it's just moon. It's the moon shining in the darkness. Now, the sun has never shined during the night, rather in the day. Why the moon will always shine in the night? Now, the white man are the sun, while the Biafrans are the moon. Let us read the Bible in the Genesis, in Genesis chapter 1. Can I do that?
Yes, go ahead and read.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 16. There says, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And from that, you see, he made the sun and the moon greater to rule the day, while the lesser to rule the night. And many people have been saying, maybe that this our our servant was not true. Now you have seen that the Biafra was created from the beginning, and we are the God's people according to the Book of Acts. That is maybe very clear. Book of Acts. I can also read it for you to hear. The Book of Acts chapter 15 verse
Well, which point are you trying to make, that the rising sun, which is what is called, is not light, but rather it is the moon? Is that what you're saying?
You mean the, you see? You say what?
You say that the insignia on the black part of the tricolor, the black strip on our flag, you're saying that what we have there is not the rising sun, but the rising moon. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What makes you think is the rising moon when our national anthem says the rising sun, land of the rising sun?
Because that black stripe represents darkness or night. Then the moon can always shine in the night, not in the day.
So have you traveled before extensively and maybe been high up enough to see the horizon where you are within light but you can see darkness in the front, or where you have darkness chasing you behind and darkness overtaking you during the day? Have you witnessed that before?
Yeah, you see, what I'm trying to make out is that that night or that black stripe represents Africa. You understand? And where that light is rising from is in Africa. Then that light should be represented as the moon, which means that we are the Biafrans, the moon.
We are not the moon. We are not the moon. We have always said on Radio Biafra here that we bring light where there is darkness. The reason why we say that is because we have it backed up by facts and figures. I will ask you, you're from Ungwa, is that correct?
Yes, of course.
Do you know a place called Ihe Mvosi? Do you know Ihe Mvosi in Ungwa land? Ihe Mvosi?
Yes.
What do you think Hold on. What do you think Ihe means? Ihe. What is Ihe?
Ihe is light.
Exactly. And when do you have the light shine?
The light. Anything that focuses, maybe the light can shine. Maybe the moon is also light. The moon is light.
Listen, please. Very, very carefully. Hang on a second, please. We bring life. The moon cannot, you cannot conduct photosynthesis. There cannot be life under the moon. You can see, but there is no life. Because the moon doesn't have the properties to allow the plants to photosynthesize. In other words, to grow, to give life. There is only one type of light that gives life. That comes from the sun. That is why we are the children of light. Do you understand what I mean? Let me tell you something. I will refer you back to what I said already before the time, that even the sun names we answer, the names of the places, gives you a clue as to who we are. How many Anyanwons have you come across, people bearing the name Anyanw? How many have you come across?
Anyanw. Yeah, many of them.
How many people have you come across answering Onwa, if not as a nickname? Exactly.
None of them have.
So I rest my case. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We educate, we enlighten, we inform, we prepare the minds of our people. Very, very simple. We represent the light. That is who we are. Ihe. Light. That flees. Darkness runs away when light comes. That is why the British are afraid of us. Once Biafra comes, the entire black world will see the light. That is what they don't want you to see. We are not the moon. Our national anthem, that is why I love Ojukwu. I love him because heaven sent him. Chukwu Abiyama did. I'm telling you the truth. There are some evidence we have not revealed, which in time I will reveal. You see, Chukwu Emeka Odumegwu Ojukwu. That man is blessed. I'm telling you the truth. Our national anthem even says, land of the rising sun. What does that mean? There is a rising sun on our flag. Men fought and died for it. We are not the moon. Nobody answers on one. Only as a nickname. We have come to bring light to the world. That is why we answer Ihe. They call it Ihe. It is Ihe. Light. And we are also from heaven. That is our answer, Omuchukwu. So there is evidence. You don't need to go too far to look for the evidence in you, inside you. All the evidence you need to substantiate what we're saying here is all around you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes,
Your name and where you are, please.
My name, I am Diala Oparanjoko. I am from Amuimo Ikeduru, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I phoned today to find out whether my brothers are receiving the call, the FM. They confirmed that they are receiving. But they saddened me with the news of one of our veterans who, through ill health, did not meet up with you in Enugu. He is a veteran of the British Second World War and Biafran War. He died and he will be buried tomorrow at the age of 116.
And what's his name?
Cyprian Madeneme. May he rest in peace, that's all I can say. I'm enjoying the broadcast since this week.
Thank you.
The game is up.
Of course it is. It is.
I've said in the past, you either stay with us or you don't stay with us. All those who wish Biafra dead should die before Biafra comes. That's all I would say. Or the any other thing I would say, maybe I pass them through UCMFO or yourself, whenever we can see, or Dr. Iranya, but long live Biafra. And those who don't want Biafra to live, whether from eternal or eternal, may they die before our resurrection of God's kingdom on earth.
You see?
That's all I want to say.
Thank
I
you.
Will continue to listen.
Of course you will. I know you will. I know some of them are also watching football. Then there was a time my parents came to visit and I was watching football with my mom and in my brother's place in Birmingham. And I think Liverpool scored and I jumped up. I had my hand in my pocket, so my trousers tore by the side. And I recall my mom asking me, all those people who are playing that football there, is any of them from your village? I said, no. She said, why are you stressing yourself? They're all multimillionaires. Are they going to give you any money when they win? Their size, no. I said, it's just entertainment. She said, then if it's entertainment, you must take it in good measure. In other words, if you have something to do, you must do it. Some people are watching football, not listening to Radio Biafra. We know that for sure. That goes to show where the loyalty lies. They are not genuine. They are not hardcore, are they? Let's go and speak to hardcore Biafrans. I believe the person on the phone is at this precise point in time. If the system can allow them to be able to speak. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The caller on, why is that man not picking up? I don't understand it. I don't get it. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Yes, good evening.
Yeah, my name is Opa Ekochi Okoko from Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to say something.
Say it, please.
It happened to Imo State. It's now turning to a Muslim. Is it good?
It's not good, and we're against it.
As I said, it's something that makes me bad. How can a Christian to talk to a Muslim overnight?
Because of hunger and poverty. I go watch in the matter. Hunger and poverty.
Okay. That is my point.
Thank you very much. Nobody's happy about it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. And thank you for your patience, your name, and where you are.
My name is Okechukwu Okechukwu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm from Nnewi, Umudim Nnewi in Anambra State.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the guy that said that the rising sun
is a moon.
The star in the moon. I didn't believe in that.
No.
Because
I didn't like that.
The whole Igbo land, you say Ihembos. There is Ihembos in Anambra State.
That is correct.
After Ozo, before you get to Okija.
I know. On the right hand side, you see the signboard. If you're going to Onitsha, on the right hand side is there. I saw it a few weeks ago.
Yes. A country in a land that Ihe, every day you could see Ihembos. It means that we are the light of the world.
Light. Ihechiowa, light of the world.
Why can this guy see and say that we are that the star resemble moon? I don't understand that.
It's Ucho Nyade Yanjo, but at least it's been put right. Now he knows the difference between light, between sun and moon. There's a difference.
Yeah.
As I said to him, everything we do in life, there is evidence somewhere. You always find evidence. As I said to him, we have anyanwu everywhere, in every village. There's anyanwu. Yes. Sun itself. Is anybody answering on one anywhere? The answer is no. So there is no evidence of something. When I say that we are descended from heaven, I say it because we answer Omuchukwu, Umwezala, Umwabase. We answer God's name. We are his children. So you cannot disprove that. We answered these names before the white man came. That is also, they must understand these things. We know what we are saying. We just don't come on air and begin to broadcast and to preach this very gospel. We know what we are talking about. We've been researching for a very long time and we are prepared. That is why our enemies, they run. When they see us, they run away. They can't stand. Our lines are open. I say to them, if there is anything I'm saying you don't like or you think I'm lying, pick up the phone and call. I will not touch you. In fact, even if you drop it, I will call you back. But they run away because, of course, light has come. Darkness cannot stand it. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We are not the moon. We represent the light. Ihecho. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have somebody calling us from +41788419793. I don't know if they're serious, if they're cowards. I don't know who they are. If you want to challenge us, you speak. Actually, we don't bite.
Hello.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. The caller on Viber, stay where you are. We'll come to you. Please go ahead.
My name is Onyekachi Onmajuro. I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba?
I'm from Eden. I'm from Idemogwa in Owerri. It must be Bitoni.
Thank you.
What I want to tell you is my village answer Eden, Garden of Eden. Eden.
Are you serious?
My village answering Eden, Garden of Eden.
Wow.
Go and do your investigation in Owa, Eden. Are you hearing me?
Is it not the same thing as Nazi people saying they are from Nazareth? Is it the same thing as Nazi people saying they are from Nazareth? Is it the same or is it different?
I'm from Idemogwa, Idemogwa, Nimbitolu.
Wow.
Go and confirm this thing. Idemogwa, we call it Garden of Eden. So that's what I want to tell you. For you to know that we are the chosen one.
Of course.
Thank you, sir.
Without a doubt. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much. I have somebody who is on, have they gone on Viber?
Yes, my director, it's me.
Thank you.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
And peace be upon you.
And you too.
Yeah, my director, you are my Lord. I used to say it. You know, I just lost my voice because I sent a message to you some 2 or 3 days ago, you know, through Viber. I said, I'm here in Germany trying to measure up to bring my family back to Manchester so we can continue our struggle. So my director, my name is Okechukwu Chikere Ikeme. I'm from Amigbo in Nwangele, Nobodo Biafra.
Nice.
My director, you know, I resided in Manchester.
Yes.
I just breezed in here there to, you know, now I'm bringing my family completely so we can stay there to serve you and serve the whole Biafra as well.
Wonderful.
So, my Lord, my Lord, I'm your artist, you know that.
I know who you are.
Metaphysically and physically and, you know, mystically, I think you are balanced and we are all, Biafrans are balanced. We are the children of sun.
Of course, from the light.
There's no two doubt about it. Yes. I told somebody last time, you know, before I vibrated it through on earth by you, that if anybody doubts who is God, let him read Psalm 84 verse 11. I made it publicly to many people. If you want to know where he said, I am the Son, that is my name. He never said any other thing. He said, I am the Son, that is my name. So anybody who is telling us to answer the moon or to put moon into our flag. It's like when you get into your family, say, let your children answer your mother's name.
No, we don't do that.
It can never be, because moon is ma, and the sun is the ra. The ra and the ma, which I always say to people when you go to Pentecostal churches, they say ra ma 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 ra ma ma ma. And when they consult the sun, many people don't know what they are saying, because they all are going the same way through that pyramid in the king's chamber. So whenever they preach that, I say to them, listen to what the pastor is preaching. And when he say, I am in lost world, I don't even know when that thing comes to me. I start vibrating, Rama Mama Ma, Rama Mama Ma. That is the sun and the moon. And that is what we are talking about. We are the children of sun, and we remain Ra. And the Ra is the sun, and that is the God. And that is what we are preaching, and that is the Chukwu Abiyama. Why anyanwu nọrọ onwe ya iche? Anyanwu nọrọ onwe ya iche. Ọ ebu ụzọ nweta anyanwu enwe nwa anyanwu.
Of course.
Oh, to sir, dere n'ala Igbo. So anybody na me attack that I get ige mu na otie whatever. It's bringing us back. We are not going back. We are going front. So the light has been there. If you can go to Nigeria, the four corners of Nigeria, you will see that it's only where the Igbos goes. It's where the sun is always vibrant.
Yes, Lagos an example, of course.
Anywhere you go in the whole world now, if you go, you didn't see any Igbo man, then just leave that place. That place is not a place of rising sun. Because wherever they are, they try to maintain it. My friend, who is from Benin, told me one day, his name is Adams, we live here in Germany. He said his father never gives anybody a house in Benin. I said, why? He said, because he can only give the Igbos. Because when the Igbos come to their house, into their house, they will rebuild that place and make it look fine. And after that, they will go and build their own and leave that place for the man. I say, is that right? I say, that's what do you think about that? He said, because we are making place to start vibrating. So we are the vibrating children of God Almighty. Chukwabiyama. So therefore, whatever we are doing it. And now you are the person representing us. You will see, many people will tell you many things. He's eating money. He's doing that. Like I told you, my friend, last time I said, if the director can eat the whole money, we are contributing, which we are not even contributing. If it's not enough for him, let me come. He will sell me so that add up so that you eat.
You people don't have money.
In
a month, you contribute
we say we contribute. We don't even contribute anything. So if that money is not enough for him, let him sell me. My verse, okay, we came. Director, sell me to make up and let it be that you dupe us.
No.
Use me to make duping.
I can never.
Which I know is not in you. My director, it's not in you. God knows it's not in you. When you vibrate, the world is start tingling. That is to know the children of God. You have said it openly. If you see anywhere I am, say it loud. Nobody can do that.
They cannot.
Nobody.
Nobody. Darkness will run away. Darkness runs away when we speak. Darkness runs away. People think because... Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. People think that because of what they worship or who, where they go, somehow will not speak the truth. Do you know what is truth? Eziokwu. That's what we preach here. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ondokwu.
Ifeanyi Chukwu, please. Thank you. Tell me the meaning of Ifeanyi Chukwu, please, for white people to understand where we come from, who we are. What is the meaning of your name in English?
It means nothing hurt God.
Sorry?
Nothing hurt God.
Of course. There is nothing that God cannot do. Ifeanyi Chukwu, there is nothing he cannot do. Therefore, Biafra will also come because Biafra is his gift to his children. Please go ahead.
So, my director, I want to, based on the topic concerning Rogers Okorocha in Imo State. So, as you are saying it now, people in Imo State, the young ones and the youth in Imo State, some of them may think that maybe the director is just wasting his time or he's just talking as if maybe a radio issue or something like that. This is the reality. So, I want to inform every citizen of Imo State, like me, I'm from Owerri, that everybody should wake up. This is the time to do it, Rogers Okorocha. Because nde ba anyị sina energy ehe achuweji tukucheji. Because when this Islamic law will come, everybody will be at blame at the last. So I want you to help us to tell everybody in Imo State should be very, very careful and let the youth wake up. Because it's getting difficult every day by day, so that we can fight this once and for all. Because we are Biafrans, we are not Muslims, and we are not Islamic country.
Never. And can never ever be. Yeah, can never ever be. Thank you very much, Madam Referrer. Thank you. I am going to the caller who is calling from the UK, I presume. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
All right. My name is Ezra Bitukumba. I'm calling from Luton. I spoke to you yesterday.
Yes, you did. You did.
I'm sorry. I just have a brief, just one or two things to say, particularly just for you. I don't want to say much. I would like you to do me a favor. Whenever you want to travel out or anywhere you want to go, please don't put it on the air. Let that one be personal for you, please, for security reasons, please.
Okay.
Please. If you want to go to the zoo, don't just leave it. You know, they will hear your voice. They will, you know, just want to see you, but just leave it that way, please. You know, this country we are in, don't know who is who. Don't know. They are listening. Them are listening. But in America, everywhere they are listening. So please. You know, if I'm like most of our people now, you are the light they are seeing. And if there is anything, you know, they hear anything, but God forbid, some of them will slack. So even if you are going to anywhere we're going, don't put it on the air. Just let it be, you know, present, please.
Thank you. I shall do so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Before I go out to read this very beautiful text from Chimezie Eze, writing from St. Petersburg, Russia. Please go ahead. The caller on the phone, please. The caller on the phone, I am waiting for you.
Is that me?
Yes, please. I'm waiting for you. Yes.
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Mazi David Marhaba Uchi from Wishia. Director, there's one thing I want to put clear.
Hold, please, before you go forward. Before you move any forward, what is the meaning of Madhaburichi in English, please? For
man
humanity.
Man is not God.
Thank you very much. Man can never be God.
Man is not God.
We were answering these names before the white man came to be telling us rubbish. Madhaburichi neke. You can never be.
Not only that.
Oh, goodness me.
I am from Ihe. Initial language. Formerly, before Mbakwe's regime in, I think, 1979, we were answering Ihe Mbause or Ihe Mbuku. But around 1979-80, we were the first state that had our autonomous community. So today we are Ihe Autonomous Community in Ishialangwa North. The traditional ruler's title is Ihe One of Ihe.
Ihe. Light.
Ihe One
people
of
don't understand. They don't.
Ihe Autonomous Community. Now, if you are going towards Obehe, there is a group there called Ihuku.
Yes.
They descended from my place. They went to hunt in there and settled down there. They now answer Ihuku. We don't intermarry. Your area, Omaya, if you are going towards Umudike, there's a little village there, Ihe.
That is my mother's village. What do you mean a little village? That's my mother's place. My mother
Thank
comes from
you.
Ihe. Yes.
They also left my place, Ihe Inishialangwa. The same journey of hunting, they settled there. In those days, the two major occupations of the people were, if you are not a farmer, you are a hunter.
That's correct.
Now, if you go towards Afiko side, Amasre, there is Ihe there. steal from my place. In those days, if not that my people didn't do what they're supposed to do, they didn't stand up in time, Okualangwa, we have, as my place should have been just at Ihe.
But Marabuji, hold on a second, Mba. So, but how do you explain the Ihe Mvosi in Anambra State? Because everybody comes from there. So it may be that they came from there and settled in your place before then spreading out. Because our migration is not from the sea inland. It is from the inland outwards towards the sea. So perhaps, it's only anecdotal, I'm not very sure. Perhaps your own people came from Anambra, the Ihe in Anambra, because after all, in Abagana, there's a Faruku there as well. Please go ahead.
But there's a story my people used to tell, and that story is long. You know, in my place, in Alangwa, if you are not Ungwa, Ibohoho, just like in Bible, if you are not a Jew, you are a Gentile. In a way, if you are not Owerenchi, say, you are Isoma. Now, our people had it that before the Igbo River came and stayed permanently, it was a water that comes and goes. And all of them were coming from that side, moving towards our area. Eventually, they were hungry. Some other people said, let us boil or cook our yam and eat and get the strength before going. But my people said, we didn't know what will happen when this river comes again. Let us cross first. And they quickly crossed first. That is where they got the name, Ungwa. That is those that did foresee the eventuality that have crossed. Then our people turned the other people behind, those who prefer to roast their yam.
That wasn't the story that we were told. My understanding is that you people and Mbise people are the same thing. Mbise and exactly. Ungwa to be one. Ungwa crossed Imo River at Surimo. And during low tide, there's something called low tide. You know, the river goes out, it comes back, low tide, depending on how the world is spinning and the position of the moon. And during low tide, they said they want to go. As in, those who are in a hurry, then go. Is that correct?
Exactly. Uh-huh. And they crossed. After crossing, eventually, the river came and never parted again.
That could be a legend. It is not scientific, but of course, life is all about legend, not exact science. And today we have also learned something very new. This is Radio Biafra, and thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I have a caller on the phone. I must go to them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? And thanks for waiting. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
My name is Ikechukwu Onoha. I'm calling from South Africa.
From South Africa. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, first of all, I just want to appreciate you once again. You know, sometimes it marvels me how you do this every day, you know, live on air, you know, preaching this good news, educating our people. It is not easy, I must say. If I see somebody who does something I cannot do, you know, I would like to appreciate that person. I say more grease to your elbow.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to concur with what you were preaching concerning the Igbos or the Biafras being the children of light. I'm from a place called Omuowa, from Olo, Imo State. And Owa means the light. That's what Owa means, the light, you know. So I do believe that we are indeed
Hold on. It means the rising of the light. It means... If you exactly. There's a place called Owowa Anyanwu. The act of the sun rising is called Owa. Owowa Anyanwu means the rising
exactly.
of the sun. Go ahead.
Correct. That's where I'm from. We're called Umu Owa. And, they call us Owa Ega Honzo. So all those names are not a coincidence. You know, they have, genesis where they all originated from. So I think the sooner and the earlier we begin to understand who we are, the better for us. The reason why we are being persecuted in Nigeria, the zoo today, is because they themselves know who we are, but we don't know who we are. You understand? Even the Bible says that the light and the darkness cannot work together. Okay? They are the darkness, and they know that we are the light. And whenever they see us, they all get afraid, and they try to act immediately. But we, the light, doesn't even know who we are. So I think our people must wake up now and understand that we are in a place that we are not supposed to be. And that's why we are being killed and persecuted every day. So, Director, this is all I want to contribute tonight. And I say thank you once again, and may the good Lord bless you.
And you too. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you so much. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we still have somebody on Viber. If we do, then we must go to them. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Thank you very much for waiting. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you are.
My name is Chinonso Ofoha.
Chinonso?
From
where?
I'm calling from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong. Can you please tell the whole world listening what is the meaning of Chinonso so they understand how special we are? What is the meaning of Chinonso?
God is with us. God is closer with us.
My goodness me. Please go ahead. Of course he is. Go ahead.
Okay. Director, I called for two things. You know, that was, if you can remember, I'm the one that sent you a voice message in Viber, in WhatsApp.
Yes.
Comment or something.
Yes.
But frankly speaking, I and my friend here called Ikechukwu, we always like telling people that the first time I had you, I had this program, the way you were sending to people, the way you were so harsh, I was telling my friend that this guy is so harsh, this is not the way to win the heart of people. But there is something that happens about that guy calling out, called for moon and sun and that kind of thing. You took it very mind with him. You took it slowly and explained to him. Then I was like, when the guy was saying the moon, the sun's supposed to be a moon, I was so scared. I would say, you're going to shatter this guy. But you put him through. You know, our people, sometimes people don't understand. Not everybody is educated. Not everybody have that common sense. You know, some can say things that is not right, you put them through. So I'm very happy the way you handle that particular person, the call about the moon and sun, that kind of thing. Thank you very much for that. And also, I want to explain about the voice message I sent to you in the WhatsApp. It's because of the about P2B issue, right? You can remember.
Yes. Go ahead.
P2B is not my brother, he's not my uncle. I'm not from Anambra State, I'm from Imo State, Wangale. But
yes.
I was born in Warri, I wasn't born in Ibola, and I was born in Warri, but I came down to Onitsha when I wanted to travel. So I learned a little bit Igbo there. Then now my Igbo is good, right? All right. So when I came, when I went back to Nigeria some years ago, 2012, I saw what those Masobian boys were doing. They were forcing businessmen that would spend their time come down to Asia here, buying goods, going back home. There was a time one of them wanted to arrest me. And if they arrest you today, my elder brother leaned down and begged to them, if they took you to the forest, you might not come back. You'll be a dead man from there. These boys killed mercilessly. They killed people anyhow. P2B wasn't the one that go to fetch for them. It's the traders that went to meet P2B, said they have to do something about these boys. In my before, the two twins that came from Germany, the other twins is based in Nigeria, the other twins based in Germany, they bought a land in Apaka Forest. Only for them to go to see the land, these boys cut them up, tie them behind the tree, and kill them. They died. As a matter of fact, I'm speaking to you, if you go to that particular place, P2B did that raid with the military men, you will still see bones of human beings, those boys killed. They become something else, a term to something else. The whole Onitsha was behind them when they're doing the masab, the way where everything suddenly they got corrupt. You know, but what did I say? I said to people that everything that comes to Onitsha will surely corrupt, because many things that is happening. When he come to Onitsha, he got spoiled. They go after money. You know?
That is terrible.
So that was the side I was trying to speak about. That's
yes, I appreciate it. Yes, he did what he did. But at the same time, when you kill people without due process, without proper trial, there is always the tendency that the innocent could go with them. How did he make sure that innocent people were not taken as well? That is what concerns me above everything else. Because there are criminal elements. In everything to do with emancipation of a country like Biafra, you will have opportunists and criminals that will come in to try to take advantage. That is human nature. People will come, they will want to take advantage of that very situation. We had people, you know, who claim that they are part of us, but after a while, they started to sell information to the zoo police. You understand? So criminal elements came in because, after all, that is why it is always very good to be very, very straight with our people, to let them understand where you stand. They may disagree with you, but it is always very, very good to let them understand where you are coming from and where you stand. What I'm trying to say, in effect, is that some people were misled by the leadership. He did not come down hard enough on them to say, stop what you're doing, cannot bring us Biafra. From every discussion we've been having, even this evening, above every other evening, is that our land is holy. Somebody called now, Ifani Chukwu. Your own name is a veneration of Chukwu Abiyama as well. We are the children of the light. We have been able to prove that. We are descended from heaven. We have proven that. How then do you think that Chukwu Abiyama in heaven will allow all of us to be behaving like wild vagabonds and then give you Biafra? He saw us before and said, you people are not yet fit to answer my children. Until you are ready, I will never give you Biafra. That is why I said that Biafra is not in the gift of man. It doesn't matter how many times you demonstrate, how many times you run around, Biafra is in the gift of heaven. Once our hands are clean, our hearts very pure, Chukwu Abiyama, in his infinite mercy, will give us Biafra. I understand what you're saying. There is merit to it. But my dear brother, we are saying that extrajudicial killing is not good. Because out of all those, it is something people killed, there could be one person who is innocent, and that is not very good at all. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I want to put something. I want to put something that in that side. First, the police came to arrest these boys. These boys attacked the police people, took the rifle from them, and even killed them. Shot some policemen.
Was that reported? I'm not aware of that. Was that reported?
It was blanked. It was really blanked. Even August last year, I went back to Nigeria. Still, the army was still hunting for those Masobian boys because they are still operating secretly, catching people that give them links to where
To be honest with you, you know, criminals can come and form groups and gangs and claim they are Masob when they are not. You understand what I'm saying? So that is my concern. I believe that there are criminal gangs masquerading as, we know the hardened criminals within their ranks. We know who they are, but we know who the good ones are. There are a good number of them who are honest, who are sincere, who are law abiding and also God fearing. Thank you very much. You have given us an insight this very evening as well. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Humanity is listening as we expect them to. I don't know if I have a caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There is a caller on the phone who doesn't want to say anything. He's either a coward, which I presume that he is, or his line is not working very well. In which case, we do not and cannot condone such people. I have a text message to read. I said, if you write something very compelling, I will read it. This has just come in from Chimezie Eze. Not just now, it's been a while since he wrote it. 21 minutes past the top of the hour. He says, my village is Akeze. We plant rice, yams, vegetables, etc. We can feed all Biafra country when Biafra is restored. I like that. But in all these things, we never receive any loan from the zoo government. Ask anybody, we are specialized in farming without fertilizer. Biafra lacks nothing. I am proud to be a Biafran from Akeze. Thank you very much, Chimezie. Chimezie, another name. Oh my goodness me. You people are indeed blessed, but some of you do not know how blessed you are. You are the children of the light, and we are here to remind you of your responsibility, not just to those who are living, but to those who are dead, because you must appreciate, you must come to the reason, you must come to the understanding that indeed Chukwu Abiama is God someday, and when you do, you'll be free. You will be free. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning from here.
And good evening from this very place. We're in the UK. Where are you?
I'm in Qatar, Director.
In Qatar. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes. Director, my name is Onyekachi Ebubebula. I'm from Ohaji in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please turn your system down and then proceed, please. We are waiting. We are listening attentively. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. Can you hear me clear?
I can hear you. It is your background, your radio, your system is talking as well. That is what I'm saying. Turn it down and then you continue.
Okay, Director.
It's better now. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Director, I wanted to give you a message, please. I demand for a little audience and time from you.
Go ahead.
Can you get your Bible close to you, please?
Yes. If it is to do with the debate we are having, I will say wait till Sunday. But if it is going to enhance what we are discussing now, I will get my Bible, of course. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director. It will enhance what we are discussing. I did the research because I've been lamenting on this word, darkness all the time. So I did a research on that, and I wanted us to discuss about it concerning what you are saying about our people.
Yes, go ahead.
Please, you can get me Ezekiel 14, chapter 7.
Ezekiel 14. People must understand this is Radio Biafra. We are talking about liberation and freedom. That is true. But first of all, we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Therefore, any reference to the Holy Book, we jump on it as long as it is relevant to the topic of the day. Ezekiel chapter what?
Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 7.
Ezekiel 45, 7.
Yeah, Director, why I am getting this verse is because of I was thinking, what is the reason? What is the causes of darkness?
Yes, let us see if we are, this is the New International Version. People say that the King James Version is always the best one for them. King James is an English king, actually. They rewrote the Bible, but that is it. We continue. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, Director.
And a portion shall be for the prince on the one side and on the other side of the oblation of the holy portion and of the possession of the city. Before the oblation of the holy portion and before the possession of the city, from the west side westward and from the east side eastward, and the length shall be over against one of the portions from the west border unto the east border. I'm not understanding this, honestly speaking. In the land shall be his possession in Israel, and my princes shall no more oppress my people, and the land shall they give to the house of Israel according to their tribes. Please explain, because I can't make sense of it. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, can you get Good News Bible, please? Get Good News Bible.
Let me see if I have Good News. I have the New International Version. I'm trying to see if I can get the Good News Bible. I don't think I do have Good News Bible, but I have a New International Version. Maybe that will be able to help us. I don't know. Let us try and see if the New International Version can help us.
Director, check. Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
Get Isaiah. Isaiah 45 verse 7 also. Isaiah, that will explain it more clearly. Isaiah 45 verse 7.
Let us try and see if we can get it. Isaiah 45:7, King James Version, they say it is the best, so that is why I always go to it. That is why I always go to it. Let us see. Okay. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So says the Lord of hosts. Can you hear me?
Okay, director, can you get Second Corinthians?
Sorry? Can you go? You're listening to my voice. I don't understand this.
Can you
this.
Get me Second Corinthians?
Yes, please. Don't listen to my voice on the background. Just talk to
director,
me direct.
Get me Second Corinthians 4 verse 4.
Second Corinthians 4:4. I hope this is the last verse we're going to read. Is that correct?
Yes, director. I have four topics. So the four topics have each one two verses for our people to understand what we are fighting for.
Okay, let's see. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Please talk to me direct. You're listening to your listening device. I don't want it. Speak to me over the phone, okay. Please, or the system. Go ahead,
director,
I have read it. Yes, go ahead. What do you want to say?
What I want to say is our people should comprehend light. It is good. That is the only thing that can liberate us from this issue. I want to ask another question. Solution to remove darkness or solution to resolve darkness?
So what is the solution? What are you recommending? What is your solution to remove darkness? What is it?
Okay, director, can you get me First Peter?
Please explain to us. I will no longer get another version. Now round everything up and explain to us. All these dots, draw a line through them and make either a circle or a square, a rectangle. I want to hear your explanation regarding all these verses I've read. Please go ahead. And how it relates to what we're doing. Go ahead.
Okay, director. In Peter 2 verse 1 was telling us that the only thing we can do to remove darkness out or in the middle of us is to comprehend the truth and welcome ourselves to be one.
So you mean it is the truth that will show you the path to the light. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, director.
But did you grow up in the village?
No, director, no.
Have you been to your village before and spent more than 1 week?
Director, yes, but not always, because of things are happening. A lot of things. There is a lot of darkness in my village.
Okay.
We are from the Oyo Kingdom area.
Okay.
But we don't have light over many years.
I know.
But Imo State, Nigeria is surviving through what we have.
I know.
So it's because of the evil that our people are practicing are keeping us in darkness. So it has been long. I have not visited home.
Now, if you were going home as a child, because I grew up in the village, you will come to the understanding and the realization that, as I said before, even before the coming of the scripture of the Bible, which is a reaffirmation of what we already had within us, is that in every village in Biafra land, it doesn't matter if you're in a Joy, if you're in a Fik, if you're in a Bibio, it doesn't matter where you are. There is one thing that always reoccurs, is how people revere the truth and those that speak the truth. When they say, oh, that man is a truthful man. Because where we all come from, there is a very popular saying, Ezi Okubundu, truth is life. I don't need to reference it anywhere else. We met this saying when we were born. The same way we shall pass it on to our children for them to pass on to their children. Ezi Okubundu means truth is life. Without truth, you're nothing. I don't need anybody to teach me that. I was taught that from childhood as a baby. That is the only way you survive, by speaking the truth always without fear before your enemies, regardless of the consequences. And that is why we are here. And that is why we are Radio Biafra. I must go to the line to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, if you may.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Biafrans. My name is Emeka Onyebuchi. I am the National Coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra in the UK. I am from Obago in Ogu, Enugu State. Director, I'm going to digress a little bit from the topic of today.
Go ahead.
But before then, I would like to remind great Biafrans that we have Ihe in our local government, a town called Ihe.
Are you serious? You have Ihe as well in
yes.
Ogu. Wow, that's good.
Yes. So today, I'm going to dwell on two things. One is our tweet campaign. It seems that everyone has forgotten after 1 week. And the other, I'm going to dwell on our contribution towards the purchase of our satellite connectivity when Director goes back to Biafra land. Great Biafrans, Biafra restoration is a task that must be accomplished in our lifetime. All hands must be on deck to make this happen. Every day that's gone by, ask yourself whether you have done enough to make this happen. Have you contributed enough? As you know, freedom fighting don't come cheap. It costs money. Or have you joined or determined to join the Army of Biafra? And on the list, have you tweeted? For great Biafrans who are not conversant with Twitter, tweeting is a good way of reaching the world. It is different from writing or commenting on the Facebook. Your comment on the Facebook can only reach the audience within your friends or group, whereas tweeting can reach millions of people around the world, including people that matter. You never know, people that will facilitate the coming of Biafra. By tweeting, you can easily convey your message to US President Obama, UK Prime Minister Cameron, Russian President Putin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, UN scribe Ban Ki-moon, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, French President Hollande, and the other world bodies. You must first of all set up a Twitter account, just like you set up your Facebook. Click on your Twitter handle, the one that resembles a feather, top right corner. And you begin to tweet. If you can't compose your tweet, please go to Radio Biafra London Facebook. There are already composed tweet messages, especially on Tuesdays. Copy each and paste on your tweet handle, and you are ready to go. If you can't do any of these, please search for people on search Twitter. For instance, you can search for our director, Nnamdi Kanu, who's in the Fokaro Monday, Chukwudi Ofoma. You can even search for Obama. Then follow them. You can always retweet their messages. When you open the page of someone you are following, say our director, Nnamdi Kanu, go through the messages he has already tweeted. Under the message, you will see a square-shaped sign which represents retweet, and simply hit that sign. You can do this time and time again. You never know, your message may reach Obama. If we channel all our energy we spend on Facebook, backing and cursing to tweeting every day, the world will hear us in a matter of weeks. Biafra will be trending first on Twitter. Now, to our equipment, may I remind all of us the reason why our director left Biafra land to England? It was to pick up the internet connectivity equipment for our studio in Biafra land. This will ensure that we receive uninterrupted broadcast when he travels back to Biafra land. We can't afford not to raise this money and purchase this equipment before he travels back to Biafra land. We all know that bringing out money is not easy, but it is even more challenging and a bigger sacrifice what our director, those working on the ground, and the Army of Biafra are doing. They are putting their lives online. Please donate today using our global account, PayPal. It remains umunna2014@gmail.com. umunna2014@gmail.com. I expect the indigenous people of Biafra in Europe to rise to this challenge. For those in Europe without a PayPal account, please contact your national or zonal coordinator for an update on how to make your donations or contributions. Please always reference your donation with your name and SAT equipment. This is very important. May Chukwu Abiyama bless Biafra. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. Onyebuchi, the UK coordinator, talking about our collective responsibility as the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, believing in this very divine pursuit. I will soon return to Biafra land, and if you don't want the same thing that was happening when I was there, you know, no internet, is not working properly, is being cut off and all the rest of it, you must try and do something, please. Unless you want us to start charging for people to listen, especially for those who are abroad. We can do it very easily, but we don't want to do it. I don't want to associate myself with anything that has to do with the generation of money. I don't want to do that. Others can if they want to. But we need to buy this very equipment. We must buy it. It's very, very important. It costs somewhere between $10,000 to $11,000. They are going to bring it from the USA. They'll bring it back. And we also need a truck to put it in. We need a Hilux to put it in. It has to sit at the back of a van so that wherever we go to, we can even broadcast news from Biafra land, even stream it live that you can watch the video online. Those things are possible with this very equipment. If you know you cannot afford to support, go and look for somebody who can support and make sure that they do so. umunna2014@gmail.com is the email address. Some of you don't know that you can also send PayPal using a telephone number. And this very number as well belongs to our sister who is responsible for our funds and taking our chief finance officer, more or less, our dear sister Nenaya. And she works. So we're asking people, do not call this number anytime during work time. Very, very important. You only call in the evenings. Very, very critical. I have this very number to give to the whole world. It belongs to our sister. If you want to support this very effort, you can also send PayPal to this number. When you open PayPal, they will ask you, it's very, very easy. If you're listening to Radio Biafra online and you have any card that you can use to take funds from ATM, from a cash point, you can donate via PayPal. You can contribute via PayPal. All you need to do is to go to open your browser, PayPal, write PayPal on it. They will ask you straight away, do you want to send money to somebody? You will say yes. How do you want to send money to the person? Is it via email or telephone number? You can also give them this very telephone number rather than writing the email down. And what is that number? +49 is a German number. +49 152 1766 2935. I repeat, +49, which is the code for Germany, or 0049 152 1766 2935. This number is to do with people trying to contribute towards the satellite. Very, very important. We want to be able to run our connectivity so that the zoo can no longer intercept or interrupt what we're doing. +49 152 1766 2935, as well as umunna2014. You can use this very telephone number to send money via PayPal, please. and also to reach our sister, for those of you with something interesting to say. I warn you, she doesn't gossip. I'm just warning you, please. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our proceedings this very evening. And I know that Nzurumike wanted to speak. He can do so tomorrow, please. Unless his announcement is of a very, very serious and life-saving nature. But he will be able to speak tomorrow. We have come to the end of our program this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you for listening. And those that contributed as well. It's been very, very lively, very, very informative. I don't know. It has taken us closer to our aim, which is to educate, to sanitize, to sensitize, to make sure we are all informed, which means that we become knowledgeable enough to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. And that is why, to us, Biafra will now and always remain our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. This same Chukwu Abiama will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will, of course, bless Biafra. We thank you very much for listening. And same time tomorrow here on Radio Biafra will be live and direct from me, from here, this very moment. It is good evening.
Victorious. Oh.